Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's called Project Freedom, and it starts today. Announced by President Trump, the goal is to shatter Iran's stranglehold on a strategic Mideast waterway.
The U.S. military said it would support merchant vessels to transit freely through the Strait of Hormuz. A statement from U.S. Central Command said the aim was to restore freedom of navigation through the vital waterway while maintaining America's own blockade of Iranian ports. Donald Trump had earlier described the initiative as a humanitarian gesture to help ships and crews that have become locked up during the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran.
That's a BBC's Jolan Nell. It seems that most Americans stand with President Trump on Iran.
A Harvard Caps Harris poll finds 74% of voters say the United States is winning its conflict with Iran. The survey shows majority support for U.S. airstrikes, with 52% backing the attacks and 54% calling them justified. 57% approve of the naval blockade on ships bound for Iran. Voters also want tough conditions for talks, including ending support for terror groups and halting executions of protesters. Ken Lorman reported.
Gunfire at a party in an Oklahoma City suburb last night sent at least 10 people to the hospital. Happened near Arcadia Lake in Edmond, Oklahoma. Two gunmen, no arrests. A spokesman for Rudy Giuliani is asking for prayer for the former New York City mayor, presidential lawyer, and advisor. The 81-year-old Giuliani is hospitalized in critical but stable condition in Florida. There's been no word on what landed him in the hospital. President Trump calls America's mayor fabulous and a warrior. Gas prices continue their upward march, averaging $4.45 a gallon this morning, that according to AAA. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 91 points, the S&P futures up 9. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a major backup already going into the old Harbor Tunnel. The wreck happened about 5:35 southbound 895. Only the left-hand lane is open. You'll see the green arrow as you're heading south into the tunnel. The right side is closed. That's only a two-lane road. We're backed up back towards the area of the Erdmann Avenue ramp. Very quickly, a lot of overflow traffic went over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and now we're starting to see that delay building on 95 coming south and eventually going through the tunnel and onto the south end. And by the way, on the northbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, broken down vehicle, right lane of the right tube, and we're slow there. If you can get to the left tube northbound, you'll be a lot better off. We'll keep you posted, of course, on 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
46 degrees in White Marsh, 43 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A United Airlines flight has hit a Baltimore-based bakery truck as the driver was about to exit the New Jersey Turnpike. Chuck Patarakis, senior executive at H&S Bakery, says the driver was on the way to a company depot in New Jersey Sunday afternoon when a tire on the plane's landing gear went through the truck's window and windshield. The incident was recorded on an on-vehicle camera. Baltimore area truck driver Warren Bordley was treated for glass injuries to his arm and hand. Authorities say the United Airlines plane hit a light pole in addition to the truck, but it landed safely with no injuries to the passenger or crew. The FAA is investigating the incident. And a 41-year-old man is facing a bond review hearing today following his arrest on a first-degree murder charge. Mark Ryan is accused of shooting and killing his father-in-law Saturday afternoon at a home on Sawmill Court in the Phoenix area of Baltimore County. Investigators say the incident appears to have been domestic related. The victim is identified as 74-year-old Robert McMeekin, who was an attorney at the fine Kelly and McMeekin law firm. Ryan is currently being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 067. The pick four, 9902. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, that was a tough weekend of baseball to watch. I'm not going to lie.
Dominguez from the right side rifles one down the left field line. He'll get an RBI. He has two hits on the inning, a home run and a double. And he has
Michael Kay had the call on Yes Network. Jason Dominguez, a two-run shot off Andrew Kittredge, and then later another hit in the eighth that opened the floodgates as the Yanks piled five more on before they were done, and that was what was a 4-3 game turned into an 11-3 rout. The O's dropping their third straight to New York, their fourth overall, by a combined run total of 38-14. After the game, manager Albernaz was asked about his team facing their first real adversity of the season.
Yeah, there's adversity in this game at all times. And all these guys have been through adversity. That's how they got into that clubhouse. And for me, it's at a crucial point where what team do you want to be?
Ravens concluded their three-day minicamp over the weekend, a chance for the coaches to transition from seeing the players on tape and at the combine to seeing them actually on the field. Here's head coach Jesse Minter's impressions.
Yeah, I think the guys that you hope and want to look really good have done that, you know, so they've sort of met like those, just that initial hope and expectation of what you kind of want Manga to look like coming off the ball, or Zion to look like striking a sled, or lining up across from people. So
the Ravens will next hit the field 2 weeks from today. It'll be phase three workouts, voluntary OTAs. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jesse Minter's comments on Diego Pavia. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning, everyone, to all of our listeners out there today. Hope you had a great weekend. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, 410-922-6680 is the call-in number today. Remember, you can email the studio, am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the WCBM app, which is free, by the way. You can download at wcbm.com, and of course, you can stream WCBM online or on the WCBM app, basically anywhere in the world. Again, happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great week and are ready for the start of a new week, I should say. It was another fun-filled, I guess you could say, weekend on the campaign trail. Yes, as I'm running, for many of you may know, but if you do not, for the Baltimore County Council in North Baltimore County. So it's basically Lutherville all the way to Pennsylvania, to the west and to the east over by Hempstead and then Phoenix and Jacksonville, that area. Beautiful part of town, by the way. And I spent a lot of time across the district shaking hands this weekend and hearing the concerns, hearing directly from the residents about what they want to see change. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That is absolutely what it's all about for me. And we were at the Towson Town Spring Festival yesterday, actually, working the Republican booth, and have a great team that I put together. Pat Dyer, who is running for county executive, he was out campaigning as well. He is joining us today at the 8 o'clock hour. This is going to be a great interview, and you're going to hear what he has to say about how he can fix Baltimore County, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to that at 8 o'clock. Kevin Ford, running for state senator. He was out with the voters also. Jeff McDonald, my friend, and Chuck Murphy. Great guys were out with us yesterday. They're both running for delegate. We were working the Towson booth for our Republican friends at the Republican, the ladies of Baltimore County. They do a great job. The Patty Fallon, the Baltimore County Republican chair. So we were happy to be there. It was a strong, well, it was packed at Towson, actually. Strong showing of people, which was great. Because later in the show, I want to get in, really, to what I would call a tale of two stories from the weekend. On one hand, you have the Towson Town Festival. A great turnout, at least when I was there on Sunday. You know, lots of energy from people. So many vendors and small business owners. Really just the heartbeat of Baltimore County, hardworking people coming together to make this event happen, organizers, everybody. And yesterday it was a little windy, but the weather cooperated. It just was a very positive atmosphere, showcasing basically the very best of that community. But then you hear about just up the street on Saturday, it's a completely different situation. With a group of juveniles just acting like thugs, causing chaos inside a Chipotle. I'm going to break that down and a whole lot more, including Chuck Murphy, running a candidate running for delegate I just mentioned. He will join us at 7:30, Pat Dyer at 8, but now we are joined by Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and a big delay here at the Old Harbor Tunnel, 535 this morning. We had a wreck in the tunnel southbound. Fire department arrived. The medic unit came in as well. Right now, only the left-hand lane of the tube going into 895 is open. I see some traffic beginning to trickle out towards the toll plaza at Child Street, but this is a major backup now and a major slowdown already back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Very quickly, the word gets out on 95 back in Rosedale. The traffic starts heading to the Fort McHenry tunnels, so that delay is building quickly as well from Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, going into the Fort McHenry tunnel. Northbound Fort McHenry Tunnel, right lane of the right tube, broken down vehicle there, was still creating some slowing coming up from the Key Highway ramp. Baltimore County just went out to a wreck at Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard, not far from 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly sunny, mild with the high in the low 70s. Overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80 with showers, may return on Wednesday. That's today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So I was talking about how I spent yesterday afternoon, Towson Town Festival, the Spring Festival there. Great crowd, lots of energy, people having fun, enjoying themselves, and that's really what the community is all about. And so much hard work, I have to say. I mean, God bless everybody who put in all the hard work to organize. I saw my friend Todd Huff there. I know there's a lot of other people that put in just countless hours. And then there's vendors that are, I mean, these are the people that make a community go round, right? They are sitting there all day, some of the food vendors making food in those hot food trucks. Very hard work. You have individuals who make all types of different arts and crafts and sell them. Different local businesses. I saw my friend Vinny's Life Med Institute. And then you hear, again, the tale of two cities. Fighting broke out inside a Chipotle where one of these juveniles had a knife. It's unbelievable. We'll break that down a little more and get into the detail there. Also making news, Governor Wes Moore announced... Governor Wes Moore announced that he just kicked off his re-election campaign over the weekend. I'll give my thoughts on that, what it means for the direction of the state. Of course, I want to hear from you on that as well. And I will take a moment to recognize something important, that Friday was Fallen Heroes Day in Maryland. It was held at the Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens, and it's a very powerful ceremony that honors the first responders we lost really in the line of duty or because of illness suffered during their careers in the line of duty. And I give the governor credit. He was there. Johnny O was there. Lots of elected, there's a couple of us elected officials. Delegate Guyton was there, myself, but public safety officials as well. And the Mitchell family once again did an incredible job putting together this meaningful tribute. It really, if you've never been, it is something. And, you know, these law enforcement, these first responders, the firemen, it's just amazing. They go out every day, their daily lives, these men and women, putting themselves in harm's way every single day. So God bless them as well. And I have a fun little story here from my part of the weekend. When you're on the campaign trail, you never know who you're going to meet. And I stopped by the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Parkton, all the way up north. I love Parkton, by the way. And they had a yard sale fundraiser in the church. I also attended the, Timonium Methodist Church, United Methodist Church over there on Pot Spring Road. They had a craft fair and whatnot. And the highlight of the day, I'm sitting in there. I'm buying some yard sale items, pretty cheap, but I find a cool little item made in Germany. The lady says, that's $1. So I said, okay, $1. So I hope this money goes to the church, right? Hand her a 20. And then see the next table. I'm like, I can't just ask for change. It's supposed to go to the church. So I'm, you know, giving some donations. And then I stumble upon a 92-year-old gentleman who starts telling me he has a book. And he starts... starting a conversation with me, and he asked if I'm Italian. I look Italian, obviously. And I said, what about you, sir? And he's 92 years old. Turns out he has a book there that he wrote, he authored, and it is about his escape from the communists in East Germany, 1950, and how he watched as American and Nazi soldiers were fighting in the fields right next to his home as a 12-year-old child, trying not to get killed in the crossfire. And he was telling me, and he said, if you're in politics, you better not be a communist. I said, no, sir, far from, because he hates the communists. But he did explain, and he was telling me a little bit about his story, how as a 17-year-old, or I'm sorry, he was roughly 17 or 18, a teenager who weighed less than almost 70 pounds because of the starvation from the communists. And he was telling me how we have to make sure we never allow communism to take over in America. And it's that kind of history. It's just, that's the type of stuff that we read about or you see it on TV. And he lived through it. And then he came to America, served in our military, built a life here, And he's writing another book, 92 years old, sharing his stories. I mean, incredible. He talked about his faith in God and how God guided him through, and it's him and his brothers. One of his brothers, I think, was interned in Siberia. I'm not, it was imprisoned in Siberia in the right around World War II, that time. I just cannot believe the hardship, but yet stayed true, survived. Truly remarkable. I bought his book, and I look forward to reading. I'll have to bring it in tomorrow. Maybe I can read an excerpt from it, but I'll tell you something else. That kind of history, that is why you have to get out. You have to support these local events. You never know in your community who you're going to meet, who you're going to stumble upon. And then, of course, I was able to get some fine French china, yes, for $30, a whole set of it. So there we go. I was always supporting the community everywhere I can, every opportunity I can. And you meet your neighbors, you hear some of these stories, and you just have no idea what you're going to come away with. So it was a fascinating weekend for me. Hope you had a great one as well. But we have a lot to get to today. Governor Moore kicks off his reelection campaign. I'm going to break that down. Chuck Murphy, candidate for delegate to replace me in District 42. My teammate Pat Dyer joins us later. And then I'm going to talk about these thugs that were fighting. One had a knife in Towson. A whole lot more. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here. You're listening to WCBM. I'm filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company. Sean returns on Wednesday. I'll be back again one last time tomorrow. Look forward to that. Again, we have a great show planned for you today. We have Chuck Murphy coming on, I believe, around 7:35, candidate to replace me in the House of Delegates. He is the conservative in the race. He's the type of guy who's going, if you send him, to go to Annapolis. And he is going to be a consistent voice and vote against the Westmore and the Democrats' radical agenda. There's guarantee right there. So we'll have him on and hear what he has to say. Pat Dyer is going to fill us in and tell us more about his run for the Baltimore County Executive. We are trying to take Baltimore County back for the first time in almost 40 years, and I believe that Pat Dyer is the guy to do that. I look forward to that interview as well. But let's check in with an update in traffic and Chuck Whitaker.
All right, looks like they just reopened the right lane southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel just for the last 50 minutes. We had the right lane closed. We had a wreck in the tunnel at 535 southbound. I see two green arrows now. That's a new indication just in the last couple of minutes. That's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up all the way back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it's not going away anytime soon, but at least it indicates now that we're moving both of the southbound lanes once again at the Old Harbor Tunnel. They're still working on what appears to be a broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's been a little bit slow. And, of course, all this overflow traffic from this backup at the Old Harbor Tunnel now has 95 southbound backed up to Moravia Road. So we're already there. And also here at 895, we're over a 20 to 25-minute delay already this morning. Baltimore County out with the wreck. Got room to get by Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard near 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with highs in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80 degrees with showers possibly returning on Wednesday. That's today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I was mentioning how Westmore, Governor Westmore, announced on Friday that he is running for re-election. We all knew that was coming. I'm going to break down some of the details of his first 4 years, or my opinion on the first 4 years, but yeah, with some of the facts. I want to hear what Mark, though, in Baltimore has to say about this. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Shalom. By the way, yours truly celebrated a birthday Tuesday of last week, April 28th. I turned 66 years of age, by the way.
Mark, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much. Well, Governor Tex Moore has lied about everything. He lied about his military background. He lied about where he's from. He lied about this. He lied about what he planned to do and it didn't do, or he didn't tell you what he was going to do as far as taxation or anything like that. So why are people still in the whole state of Maryland still voting for someone who giving false information, false hope, or anything like that? I don't have any hope in him. So why are people? Some people still doing that? What does he expect? You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean, and I have to. I'm going to break this down in a little bit, but part of the reason is, Mark, which, unfortunately, this is how politics work, which is, if you look at the governor, he is extremely polished. He's always, to his credit, he looks great. He's very charismatic. He is in a Democrat state. And, unfortunately, he has the backing of the machine, the Democrat machine in Annapolis and throughout the state. He has $8 million to run his campaign. And, unfortunately, he's been able to really hoodwink a lot of the voters into thinking that his record is a positive one, but I'm going to break it down again in a moment here about how Governor Moore, really his agenda, the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis, have failed you. They've failed the people in Baltimore County. They've failed with this this past session with the votes or the bills to push these policies limiting cooperation with ICE, letting illegal aliens run wild. He signed into law the largest tax increase in our history. For the first time in our state's history, we lost our AAA bond rating. We see juvenile crime running through wild all over parts of Baltimore County. So I don't know, Mark. Great question. Appreciate the call. I'm not sure exactly why people still feel inclined to give him another 4 more years. But again, I'll touch base on that in just a few minutes. But I wanted to highlight here, this is just tragic, a local story. I try to cover local as much as I can here. And this 18-year-old child was, well, teenager, killed Friday in Cockeysville. Really, really terrible, sad news. Baltimore County for Ryan Duvall. He died after he was a passenger. After the car he was in, reared off in the road, struck a tree around Poplar Hill and Merriman's Mill. Really tragic, and actually looks like the martial arts school that he went to out of Phoenix, or he's out of Phoenix, they said Ryan was loved and admired by everyone. And on the Facebook, they noted that Ryan was a first-degree black belt. His family set up a GoFundMe page to help with funeral expenses. And as of publishing time, more than $34,000 has been raised towards their $40,000 goal. Three other teens were in the car with Ryan at the time. They were all, looks like some were hospitalized. At least one has life-threatening injuries. And police have not determined what caused the crash. All I can say is our thoughts and prayers really go out to the Duvall family. This is tragic. And, you know, it's so sad when we see stories like this right in our community. I represent that area, and it's just very sad. I hope the other victim with the life-threatening injuries pulls through. We can't help but urge, especially young drivers and everybody, to drive with caution and be careful out there. It's just a tragic, tragic event right in our backyard here. And again, our prayers go out to the Duvall family. So, speaking of prayers, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani has been hospitalized in Florida and is in critical but stable condition. And him and his family are asking for prayers. I highlighted the other day, Rudy Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen, that man, what a leader he was. I talked about this last week, how this, if we had somebody like Rudy Giuliani in Baltimore City, or Rudy Giuliani in Baltimore County, I mean, this is one of the great true political leaders in modern history, if you think about it, because local government comes down to, it's not just words and politics like we hear sometimes from Governor Moore, but in local government, like a mayor or a councilman, you really have to get down and dirty. And Rudy Giuliani, he did that in New York, and he cleaned up the streets there. You don't think he could have done that in Towson or in Baltimore City? Of course he could have. Of course he could have. But we are going to an update with our friend Maggie Hunter with the local news. Good morning,
well,
Maggie.
Thank you. Good morning, Nino. Baltimore County Police continue to investigate what led to a deadly single-vehicle crash in Cockeysville. The Friday night accident happened shortly before 10 p.m. when the vehicle crashed into a tree at the intersection of Poplar Hill and Merriman's Mill Road. 18-year-old passenger Ryan Duvall was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. The driver and a passenger, who were minors, suffered life-threatening injuries. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation will join Baltimore Mayor Brandt and Scott to highlight federal funding for the city's group violence reduction strategy. The mayor, Senator Chris Van Hollen, and Representative Kwesi Nfume and Johnny Olszewski will hold a 1 p.m. press conference at the Shirley Avenue Street Park on Reisterstown Road to discuss how the nearly $1.2 million will support the continued expansion of the GVRS program. And Laurel-based Revolutionary VP Studios is converting the former Floormax warehouse on Mid-Atlantic Boulevard into a state-of-the-art video production facility. The company says it will be one of the best virtual production facilities of its size in the world, supporting film, commercial, photography, and immersive events. Revolutionary says it's excited to be working with the state to bring the amazing tech and critical infrastructure piece to the region and reestablish Maryland as a leader in filmmaking. And a bakery truck that left Baltimore was struck by an airplane in New Jersey, and the entire moment was caught on dash cam video. According to the owner of Baltimore-based H&S Bakery, Chuck Patarakis, Senior Vice President of Transportation and Logistics and co-principal at the company, said the truck is part of Schmidt Bakery, which operates under the H&S family of bakeries. He said the driver had first departed from Baltimore and was headed to a company depot in New Jersey, just off the New Jersey Turnpike near Newark Liberty International Airport, when the incident happened. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the west side outer loop buildup has begun just a bit. We expected that right around Liberty Road, 795 down through that area. That's doing okay. The northeast side should begin to fill in at Hartford Road. An hour ago, we had a big wreck in the old Harbor Tunnel. Had a stoppage there for a while. Started with a backup that went back to the Urban Avenue ramp. In the last 10, 12 minutes or so, all southbound lanes are open. The pace is actually pretty good right now going into 895 and then coming out to the Toll Plaza area. But the backup is still there. It's still back towards the Urban Avenue ramp. All of the overflow traffic on 95 went to that section of 95 and were backed up from Moravia Road with all four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound. They're still working on a situation in the right lane of the northbound right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There's a brief delay on the right side coming up from the Key Highway ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. The MLB debut of 23-year-old Trey Gibson spoiled early in New York.
Not on the field of play. Rice rips one to right field. Gone. See ya. A bullet. He keeps on keeping on. Ben Rice goes yard. It's 1-0 Yanks.
Michael Kay had the call on the Yes Network. Rice was the second batter that Gibson faced yesterday, and Aaron Judge got him in the third for a two-run shot. Two of the four hits allowed by Gibson in what turned out to be an 11-3 win for New York, their third in a row over Baltimore. Gibson actually did not pitch badly at the stadium, going four innings plus. Here he is after the game on his debut.
The stuff felt pretty good. It took me about, you know, two innings to really, like, get all the kinks out, all the jitters out. And then the fourth and fifth innings where I really felt like I came into my body a little bit more and felt more comfortable moving down the mound.
O's and Yanks conclude their four-game set at Yankee Stadium tonight. It's extremely rare that an undrafted free agent takes up so much oxygen in the room, but at the same time, former Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia is not your run-of-the-mill free agent. A UDFA. Pavia finished runner-up to Fernando Mendoza in the race to the Heisman. It became the first to go undrafted since Jordan Lynch finished third in 2014. Here's head coach Jesse Minter on Pavia.
I think there's a few things. He's had some experiences that are learning experiences that he could learn from and be better from. I don't think anybody would dispute that. But when you talk to the people inside that building and what he's about in the building and as a player and showing up early every day and working really hard.
Pavia, at this point, battling UConn free agent John Fagnano for the Ravens' third quarterback position. NASCAR Cup Series was in Fort Worth, Texas yesterday at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Chase Elliott into three, around four, wrapping the bottom of the racetrack. The car that spun was John Hunter Nemechek. He's okay, and Chase Elliott scores the win for Rick Hendrick and Chevrolet.
Elliott secures his second win of the year following his previous win at Martinsville Speedway, the 23rd of his career. And finally, the 152nd Kentucky Derby Saturday at Churchill Downs, an historic finish in the Run for the Roses.
As they come to the last 16th of a mile, Denon Bourbon in front, O'Sullivan, a huge long shot, Renegade and Golden Tempo are closing two. Here's Golden Tempo! Golden Tempo and Shereen Duvall make history!
Baltimore's own Larry Colmes, the pride of Mount St. Joe, had the call on NBC. Shereen Duvall making history, first female trainer to win the Derby. And how about this? Golden Tempo, ridden by Jose Ortiz, a 23-1 long shot, by a neck over Renegade, written by his brother, Irod Ortiz, trained by Todd Pletcher. What a finish it was. The time now is 6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company on WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. Can't wait to the 8 o'clock hour where Pat Dyer, candidate for Baltimore County Executive, will be joining us. We also have Chuck Murphy, the candidate that I have teamed up with. He is going to replace me in the House of Delegates, and he is going to be your conservative voice from District 42A. Lots more to get to. Actually, yesterday, well, two things. I was just talking about Rudy Giuliani and how we need to send some prayers to Rudy Giuliani. He's been sick. It appears he's in the hospital, whatnot, and I'm not sure if they've reported what the cause is. But either way, yesterday I'm at the Towson Festival, and we're working the Republican booth. And the man came up to us, and he struck up a conversation. And he's a black man. He told us he lives right in Towson and has spent his retirement really trying to help young people, especially students. And he was working as a substitute teacher in Baltimore County. And I don't know, he's probably maybe in his 60s. Although he looked like he was in great shape, maybe could even pass for a lot younger than that. And he said something that really stood out to me. And he's firsthand as a substitute teacher seeing what the issue is in some of these Baltimore County schools. And what he said, it's not something new, but again, it should stop every parent and taxpayer. He said the biggest issue he's seen, it's not funding. He didn't mention a word about funding or research or resources, I should say. He said it's discipline. Discipline, because schools are allowing a small number of disruptive students to disrupt the entire classroom. And it's taken away from every kid who's there to learn and do the right thing. I mean, I sat there and talked to this gentleman for 10 minutes, and Jeff McDonald and Chuck Murphy, and a really fascinating conversation. It seemed like a really good man giving back in his retirement ages to substitute teach. And he told me point blank, you have to set the tone and address the problems with these troubled students early and be consistent about it. You cannot allow a small handful of these bad actors to basically hijack the entire class. And what's happening is it's hijacking schools in general. But he's right. And the kicker is it's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. This is basic leadership and accountability. This is what I've been saying, and here's a guy who's not trying to reinvent the wheel here. It's basic common sense, and it's what I brought up about Rudy Giuliani before I went to the break, about how his basic principles across the board when he was mayor of New York City, when New York City was struggling with crime, it wasn't solved by allowing the same policy to fester, failed policy to fester, and ignoring the problem or lowering standards. It was solved by confronting it head-on, restoring order. That's what Pat Dyer is going to do, ladies and gentlemen, if he's elected Baltimore County Executive. He's going to look at the problems in Baltimore County and address them head-on. That's what we need to do here with schools. That's what we need to do here with crime. If you want to fix crime, you have to address the real issues. Enforce the law. If you want to fix education, address discipline being one of them. Restore order in the classroom. What we do in Annapolis, for example, I mean, it's always more and more money without actually trying to address some of the failed policies. They try to blame money when we know that that's outrageous. We know that the school systems in Maryland are record funded. Baltimore City, I had Chris Papps on to talk about, not only is it record funded, but the fact of the matter of the 4,400 employees in the city school system making over $100,000. So we know money's not the issue. Here's a guy who's substitute teaching in Baltimore talking about discipline. The system itself needs to be turned on its head and revamped because it's paying the price. And the good students and the good teachers trying to do their job and the families who just want a safe and productive learning environment all suffer because leadership does not want to do what is necessary to create a thriving classroom, a thriving education system, safer streets. And it can all be done, and it can all be improved. Before we go any further, let's check in. Chuck Whitaker, an update on traffic. Chuck, good morning.
Morning. We've had some problems. We started way early this morning with this wreck inside the Old Harbor Tunnel. Happened around 5:30. We're still recovering, but at least in the last 20 minutes or so, we have been moving traffic southbound on 895. Slow recovery there. We pushed a lot of traffic over onto 95. So with that, we've been looking at delays for the traffic coming south. 895 is still backed up to and beyond the Erdman Avenue ramp. Never really did get back to Pulaski Highway until right now. because now the word is that we're open at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and now the traffic is moving back over there. So now we're backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. 95 begins to slow also at the ramp at Moravia Road. Already this morning, not even at 7 o'clock, we're up to 25 to 30-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with highs in the low 70s with the overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly cloudy here with high around the 80s, and showers may return on Wednesday. That's today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Nino Mangione here filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. The call-in number is 410-922-6680. And remember, you can email in the studio am680 at wcbm.com. And speaking of callers, we have Chuck in Towson who wants to weigh in. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Nino. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I knew exactly what you were going to say before you said it when you were talking to the man, and then the answer to the problem was discipline. And the reason I knew is because that's been the case forever. I used to work in the city schools, Southwestern High School, bad area, a lot of good kids, though, and there we had a lot of discipline issues and a principal who just turned a blind eye to everything. When she went away for a convention for a week, there were three vice principals. The senior one of them took over, and he and three security guards, they're all ex-city cops, they're all great guys, took their job seriously. The four of them combed the halls and got rid of all the riffraff, and by about middle of the day Tuesday, the place was so quiet, you could actually learn there. The difference was unbelievable. And they sent all the troublemakers home for the rest of the week. When she came back, it all started up again. Once the discipline was gone, the people that, was addressed, the people that wanted to be there learning, were learning. And all the troublemakers, and I'm going back to the 77 to 83 time frame, so this is not new.
Chuck, that is absolutely exactly my point. You're right, and it is, well, it's my point about we do not need to reinvent the wheel. It's common sense, a lot of this, and you just said it was one person who should not have been in that position of authority that was allowing everything underneath to crumble, and when that person was gone and temporarily replaced by people that were tough enough and willing enough and who had the mindset to do the job, and it made a world of difference in just a couple days. That is crucial, and it proves my point. And that's one of the reasons, for example, we need more, you just mentioned, school resource officers in school. That's the perfect example. Plain and simple, if we're serious about restoring discipline and creating a safer learning environment, then we need to put the right people in place to support that, and starts with school resource officers. And yet some on the left and some Democrats in Maryland, and I believe some counties, they played the race card with it. Some of them have actually removed school resource officers and talking about removing more. Luckily, we've stopped that, and that's not the case in Baltimore County. But you make a great point there, and you saw it firsthand. You said what, this was back in the 70s?
77 to 83.
And that's when you were a teacher, you said.
Southwestern area of the city is rough. It always was. But at that time, this particular school was probably 70% black, 30% white, and they were all tough kids because of where they grew up. But the three ex-policemen, they told me if I had seen the number of weapons taken off these kids, they eventually showed me. I couldn't believe it. We're going back a long time. We're going back 40 years. So how much worse is it now? I'm sure it's way worse. But the three ex-cops who were security guards, their hands were tied. They could only address stuff when they were allowed. They could only address the most egregious things. They couldn't just walk the halls and expel everybody who was running around making noise. They needed that vice principal to do that.
Of course. course. And yes, and that's part of the problem also. Students, they need to know exactly what happens when they disrupt the class, and they don't need, they need very clear consequences. And you talked about weapons. I mean, there should be zero tolerance for any type of violence or threats or repeated disruptions in school. And you're right, the teachers are the ones with the authority, not just the resource officers, and they need to be given more authority. And the teachers that do not enforce discipline, well, we cannot have teachers' unions sitting there having their back and letting chaos rule the day here. We need to have teachers who actually remove these disruptive students from class and protect teachers from retaliation from the failed political leaders. Go ahead. You have the last word.
What's the race card have to do with it, though? Because it's, ironically, it's the inner city kids who are being deprived of a good education because of all the stuff. And no good teacher wants to go into that situation. So if you fix that problem, you not only attract better teachers, and then the kids who want to learn can work their way out of the ghetto. So it's just a double-edged sword, in my opinion. I don't understand how the race car has anything to do with it.
Yep, I agree with you, Chuck, and that's and thank you very much for the call. And I was shocked when I would hear that playing of the race card when it came to school resource officers, when school resource officers, their job is to provide for a safer environment and protect all of the students. But yet somehow in my time in the General Assembly, that argument was made by some on the left, and I just, for the life of me, could never quite understand it. But we have a whole lot more to get to today. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, we're back in just a moment.
If you're 62 or older and you still have a mortgage, that doesn't have to be the case. This is Mark McVeary. A lot of people hear reverse mortgage and never really look into it. So they keep making that payment month after month. But it doesn't have to be that way. A reverse mortgage can pay off the loan and eliminate that monthly payment. You stay in your home. You keep ownership. If you're 62 or older, call me. I'll show you exactly how this works. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. You can email the studio am680@wcbm.com, and you can also download the WCBM app for free where you can text in the station. So Pat Dyer, our candidate, or my teammate, I should say, for Baltimore County Executive, running as a Republican, trying to help take back Baltimore County for the first time in 40 years of one-party rule. He joins us at 8 o'clock. Chuck Murphy, my teammate that is running to fill my seat for District 42A in the Maryland House of Delegates, I mean a true conservative, Chuck, is going to join us at 7:30. And then coming up in this next hour, I'm going to break down Governor Moore. And he's announced that he's running for re-election. Does he deserve your vote? Well, I say no, but I'll break down reasons why not when we return at the top of the hour. But for now, let's check in with traffic and an update with Chuck Whitaker.
We still have some problems at both the Harbor Tunnels. At 5:30 this morning, we had the wreck southbound in the old Harbor Tunnel. That backed us up very quickly. And then, of course, 95 gets the word back in Rosedale that there's a problem at the old Harbor Tunnel. So very quickly, that started to back up. Everybody's moving again now. But now we've gone into those delays aggravated by the early problems at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we're still backed up with 30-minute delays southbound trying to clear, but this is a process that's going to take a very long time. Beltway pretty much at the normal delay right now, filling in at Hartford Road, 795, the Frederick Road already this morning coming down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild in or with the, or in the low 70s, I should say, the high in the low 70s. Overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partially cloudy, high around 80, with showers may return on Wednesday. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So I want to move on. I talked about being at the Towson Festival yesterday, and then I came across two stories here that deal with juvenile crime. I'll start with number one, and this is very much whether it's Fells Point in Baltimore City, whether it is Towson in Baltimore County. These are two economic drivers. They're two social places where social life and restaurants and shops are supposed to be safe and clean areas where people can enjoy. But unfortunately, we keep seeing more headlines like this, where four suspects in Fells Point, including a 14-year-old, robbed a 25-year-old man of his wallet Friday night in Fells Point, tried to steal a car, crashed the getaway car, police said. I watched the video, and let's play the Fox Baltimore report.
The kids are the issue, and it's sad because I feel like the kids almost don't have anything else to do but cause crime.
Take a look as three suspects and a 14-year-old escape a silver car after crashing it along North Broadway in Fells Point. The chase caught on surveillance video. You can see the silver car get boxed in as police approach, the driver frantically trying to escape while hitting other vehicles. Three suspects exit out of the right side of the vehicle. Moments later, the driver abandons the car with police chasing after them. Baltimore police say it all started 9:30 Friday night in Fells Point along Lancaster Street. Officers responded to an unarmed robbery where they found a 25-year-old man reported being assaulted and robbed. The suspects took the victim's wallet, according to police, before entering into a silver Hyundai Sonata and driving away. The crash happened just a few blocks away, and Baltimore police say they arrested a 14-year-old boy while three other suspects got away.
When I was coming out of work last night, there was a lot of commotion. Cops drawed guns and started on foot that way.
Shayla, a local bartender, was coming out of work Friday night when her vehicle was parked near where the suspects crashed.
Too many kids are, I would say, knowledgeable that they can get away with it. So then they'll just say, I'll do it again.
Reacting to the news Saturday, Shayla says she has seen her fair share of juvenile crime around Fells Point.
It's the young kids that aren't even able to go out. Like, they're not even allowed to go into the bars, but they're ruining it for everyone else. And that's the problem. You're down here 12, 13, 14. What are you here for? It's nothing but to cause destruction. There's no other reasoning. There's no other answer to it. And it's just children are not being raised. That's it.
She adds, it's time for officials to start holding the parents or guardians accountable for their child's crimes.
Every person has a guardian. Might not have a mom or a dad, but you have a guardian. Someone older is supposed to be looking out for you and is supposed to be in charge of you. That's not happening. So if you're not going to make the 12, 13, 14-year-olds care, if you're not going to make them, in a way, respect people, then you need to make the ones that are supposed to be teaching that pay for that. I don't know how you're going to make the parents go to jail. You fine them. You do what you got to do. But, like, even a curfew is not going to stop what's happening.
Yeah, that was a great guest for them to have. Well, I say guest. That was a great interview from that woman who is a bartender who's trying to just live her life, make a living so she can pay her bills. But she points out too many kids, she says, knowledgeable that they can get away with it and do it over and again, she says. And then she makes the point, she highlights that they're ruining it for everyone. She goes on to talk about them not being raised, whether parents should be held accountable, and that's a discussion that needs to be had. because this is what's becoming, again, a problem in Baltimore City. This is the Fellows Point District, a problem in Baltimore County, and it ultimately, again, comes down to no accountability. But the problem is the ones that are supposed to provide the accountability in Annapolis, well, they went in the exact opposite direction when it comes to juvenile crime. And despite not only clear warnings from our state's attorneys, from law enforcement, with the officers and sheriffs that are actually on the ground, but here's another perfect example coming from a concerned citizen like this lady, living it every week, if not every day, that she works, and yet they choose to ignore it. That is the frustrating part, because this is not new. I feel like I was just caught every time. I love guest hosting, but it's the same story we keep hearing over and over again. Just a different day, different headlines. That's why we have Pat Dyer coming on to talk about how we can change this. We'll be back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. Iran is not at all pleased by President Trump's Project Freedom initiative, the goal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ship traffic.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. President also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. A cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, that according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. We don't know why he's hospitalized, but Rudy Giuliani is in critical but stable condition in a Florida hospital. At least 10 people hurt shooting last night. Party in Edmond, Oklahoma. So far, no arrests. An ongoing investigation answers a key question about the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Airlines plane was coming in too low yesterday afternoon at Newark Liberty Airport. The jet clipped a light pole. The pole fell onto a semi-truck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Nobody on the plane hurt. The trucker suffered only minor injuries. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 213 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the big delays continue at both the Harbor Tunnels from earlier problems this morning on 895 southbound at 5:30. There was a big wreck in the tunnel. We have not recovered. It's gotten worse. We're still backed up to the city-county line, both on 95 and 895 south. So at least minimum 30-minute delays southbound. Northbound 95 at Key Highway. As you're coming north from 395, you'll see a minor accident there. It's crowding the left-hand lane just a bit. Not a big problem right now, but heads up north of 395 coming through there at a new wreck from Anne Arundel County at Route 100 at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 45 in Bel Air and 46 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines. Lines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Fox 45 reports that a dispute between two juveniles inside a Chipotle in Towson near the town festival ended up with one teen arrested after officers found a dull steak knife, police said. Officers responded to a report that two juveniles who know each other were arguing over a phone inside the Chipotle at York Road and Pennsylvania Avenue. When officers arrived, they found both of the teens outside the restaurant. Police said one of the juveniles was found in possession of a dull steak knife and was taken into custody. And questions about Governor Wes Moore's military record have centered largely on the Bronze Star Medal, first on his 18-year-long false claim that he had received it, and then on the controversial circumstances of the awards presentation in 2024. But a spotlight on Maryland investigation has uncovered unexplained gaps and delays in his training that also warrant explanation, according to military personnel. Spotlight reviewed more than 38 pages from Moore's official military personnel file obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request, along with his public statements and prior reporting. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 067, the pick 4, 9902. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, it was a troubling weekend for Baltimore baseball in New York.
High fly ball, right field. O'Neill back, on the track, at the wall. See ya! A two-run home run for Dominguez. He reaches the seats.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Jason Dominguez, two-run shot, opened the floodgates to a seven-run eighth off Andrew Kittredge. You don't even want to know what his ERA is. As the Yanks take three over the weekend from the Birds, 11-3 the final yesterday. Trying times for manager Albernaz, who shouldered the blame after Saturday's 9-4 drilling at the hands of the Yanks.
I'm not concerned. It's more, on my end, more frustrating, just because of that group is really talented, and you know, I feel like we should not be three games below 500, and that's on me. You know, I gotta do a better job of leading these guys and getting the most out of them, because.
And it's not over yet. Game 4 tonight at 7:05. Shane Boz for Baltimore. It'll be Cam Schlittler for New York. NBA playoffs, Game 7 in the Eastern Conference first round. Maybe the lights weren't too bright for the Pistons after all.
Cunningham, the crossover. Cunningham, the finish. Hey, Cunningham puts the Pistons up 15.
Mike Breen had the call on ESPN. Cade Cunningham all day, 32 for the game. The Pistons down 3-1 in the series. Roar back to beat the Magic 116-94. They'll take on the Cavaliers in an Eastern Conference semifinal. And apparently, Detroit wasn't the only team in the East to come back from down 3-1.
Embiid will load it up and knock it down.
He says, quiet down in Boston.
Ian Eagle with the call on NBC. Joel Embiid, 34 on the night. Philly stuns Boston without Jason Tatum. 109-100 was the final on Saturday night. They'll play the Knicks tonight at Madison Square Garden. In a sidebar, the Celtics' record in series where they've led 3-1 before Saturday night was 32-0. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA lacrosse tournament field is set. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number, AM680 at WCBM.com. If you want to email the station, text in using the WCBM app for free. And, of course, stream us live pretty much anywhere in the world at WCBM.com. Lots to get to this hour, including a little bit of a take on Wes Moore launching the governor, his reelection bid. I was just talking about Baltimore County and Baltimore City. Two stories here. Well, two incidents, I should say, telling the same story. And it stems from juvenile crime. And despite clear warnings from our state's attorneys and from law enforcement, the sheriffs kept coming in to Annapolis, the people that are actually on the ground. And then concerned citizens like the one I just played from Fells Point, a bartender who's living this experience every day, even though the politicians choose to ignore it. And that's what's really frustrating here, because this stuff, it is not new. It is the same old story. We hear it over and over again. Just a different day, a different headline. And the lady from Fells Point, this is a bartender. She was interviewed. She made for the perfect interview, I'd say, because she pointed out a couple things here. Number one, that these juveniles that commit these crimes, it's almost as if they're, she said, knowledgeable that they can get away with it. She then talked about how they're ruining it for everyone else. I talked to so many people that do not attend restaurants, whether it's in Baltimore, in Towson or Fells Point or the bars, some of the shops, because of this type of crime. I was at the Towson Town Festival yesterday, and it was fantastic. Absolutely, hats off to everyone who took who had something to do with it, whether you're a vendor or an event organizer, a band that played. I mean, they did a great job. And we should not allow these thugs, in many cases juveniles, to ruin it for everyone. She then pointed out that parents, possibly, I mean, that's a discussion that needs to be had, how you hold parents accountable. But again, the frustrating part, over and over, these juveniles, for example, causing this crime and this chaos like in Towson over the weekend, where they can't just go to a Chipotle, order a bowl, sit down and eat, without starting a fight and pulling a knife. I'm going to play the audio in a moment here, but that's what ruins it, as the lady said, for everybody. And then I saw the video in Fells Point, and this is not minor stuff. They were stealing a car, and the police, and it's very tight quarters over there if you've ever been over by Fells Point in terms of traffic and parking. And they stole a car in one of the main side streets there, right around the cobblestone. I guess that's Thames Street, and I forget which other the main street is there, but all I know is that I saw the video, and they're trying to drive out and just ramming into a car. Police get out, and then they start running away, and they're on chase. Break this down further when we come back, but let's check in for a moment with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
Not a great day at the Harbor Tunnels, and now we have problems northbound coming up from 395. There was an accident near the Key Highway ramp area before we were going into the tunnel northbound, and that was crowding the left-hand lane, so there's a backup there. And then earlier there was a problem in the right tube northbound. Now it looks like there's a problem in the left tunnel on the northbound side. I don't see any traffic moving in the left tunnel northbound, so that's a big problem there. We're going to continue with that delay as well, and that's on the northbound side. At 5:30 this morning, there was a wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound that at one point had a stoppage. We went back towards Pulaski Highway. They cleared the wreck. All the overflow traffic on 95 backed up to the city-county line. All of that started to settle down, and then everybody said, well, I guess we'll go back over to 895. Now both the tunnels southbound with 30-minute delays as you're traveling from Rosedale. So it's just about gridlock right now on both sides of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and a big delay southbound on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: mostly sunny, mild with highs in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80. With showers may return on Wednesday. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Just a reminder, Chuck Murphy, candidate for the House of Delegates, who is running for my old seat, who I am supporting, is joining us around 7:35. Pat Dyer, candidate, Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive, joins us at the top of the hour around 8:06. I was just talking about this crime. This is not minor stuff, and that's the issue here. It is not just juveniles running around yelling and screaming, but no, they're stealing cars, sneaking up behind people, assaulting them to take their wallets. That's what was covered in the story. And then in Towson, people inside of Chipotle, just families and workers, regular folks just trying to eat a meal, and then a fight breaks out, and the reports of a knife involved, and this is in broad daylight inside the Chipotle restaurant. Let's actually, Kristen, do we have the clip? Let's just play the clip.
Fox 45 News continues following some concerns over juvenile crime across the region this weekend. In the city, surveillance video captures a car driven by teens crashing just moments after police say they robbed a victim. And in Baltimore County, a teenager has been arrested with a steak knife after a fight at the Towson Chipotle. It happened on Saturday as the Towson Spring Festival was going on just steps away. Fox 45's Ashley Kusikaki is live tonight with more details from police and some reaction from the community. Ashley.
Hi, Maxine. While out here talking with people about this incident, one parent told me that she was happy she came today to the festival with her children because of all that chaos that she heard about that happened yesterday.
I need to meet a sister to the Chipotle, 401 York, 401 York, off of East Pennsylvania and West Chesapeake, for a fight with a weapon. There's teenagers that are fighting. Says one of them has a knife.
The call came in from dispatch around 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Baltimore County police say two teenagers known to each other were reported to be in a fight over a phone inside the Chipotle. When officers arrived, they located both juveniles outside. Moments later, officers found one of the teens in possession of a dual steak knife, according to police. One teen was placed under arrest. The other teen, who had been reported missing in a neighboring area, was released into the custody of a guardian. Police say no one was hurt. On the same block, just steps away from the Chipotle, the Towson Town Spring Festival, with vendors, games, and crowds of people. Reacting to the news on Sunday, some saying they were surprised given the noticeable police presence.
To kind of be bold enough to do something like that is sad, but also too, it's supposed to be like a fun family event, and then it's kind of ruined by something negative like that happening, so it does really stink.
Others saying it doesn't shock them, given the recent violence in Towson taking over headlines in the last several months.
The crime in Towson has gone horribly bad, you know, for the wrong reasons, so, and it seems like it's more and more of the juvenile crime.
Unfortunately, like, a lot of people come out here to go out, like, go to the bars and, like, see, like, kind of their friends and family out here. Like, on Saturday nights, it's becoming more of, like, a honestly, like, a crap show. Like, it's, like, streets are getting shut down. Like, people aren't really being able to, like, come out and, like, feel like they're in a safe environment.
Many now hoping officials will address concerns with the community's youth and take action before the school year is complete to avoid situations like Saturday.
It's up to the state legislature to do anything about this, which hasn't happened yet.
It's kind of disheartening because this place
used to be a very... Well, let's end it there. It's up to the legislatures. Yes, that guy hits the nail on the head. He's exactly right, but I like playing the entire video in these type of clips because it's not just Nino, the Republican delegate, Nino, the candidate for Baltimore County Council, who's saying these things, who's just trying to pinpoint it at failed political leadership, but it's the citizens. In that video, you heard multiple citizens. In the video I played before the break, you heard a citizen who was a bartender in Baltimore City at one of the bars laying it out. And what the issues are. So right there, and that guy at the end, he points out it's the legislature. Yes, I mean, and you take a second, you think about the contrast. You have the Towson Festival going on. By all accounts, was a great event. Like I said earlier in the show, I was working the Republican booth for our friends there. And you have, I saw these so many families out there enjoying the day. Kids running around. Vendors working their butts off. These small business people trying to make a living. They're turning it into a real sense of community, which is great. I mean, the Towson Festival has always been a staple in the Towson community. People from all over. But then you go down the street and it's chaos, it's fighting, violence, disruption. And that's the reality that people are dealing with because, like I said, those citizens, they're the ones speaking out. I mean, how hard I mentioned, go to the Chipotle, order your food, sit down, act like a civilized person. That's just normal behavior for everybody. But increasingly, we're seeing these situations where you could say a basic societal expectation not being met, little to no consequences for it, and that's why, and you have to call it out. I shouldn't be getting called out for trying to call it out. One of the ladies, a senior citizen I spoke with yesterday at the Towson Festival, came and said hello. And basically what we agreed upon, and I said to her, is yes, you cannot fix a problem without being able to admit that the problem actually exists. And that's where Annapolis has completely failed. You, the citizens, whether it's Baltimore County, Baltimore City, or throughout Maryland, they do not want to take these issues very serious. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, we're back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MadePro.
MadePro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MadePro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MadePro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code. Questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MadePro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MadePro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MadePro, your home clean just how you like it.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk, right here on WCBM.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with traffic.
This is one of these days that if you're on 95, you probably wish you just stayed home just because we have problems. Southbound 95 coming in from Rosedale, trying to come through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Northbound now, we have a wreck blocking the entrance to the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Only the right tube is open. That delay is all the way back past Camden Yards on 95 northbound. We started the morning at 5:30 with the wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's still backed up to Pulaski Highway. So delays, basically southbound 895 northbound traffic is okay, but the Fort McHenry Tunnel is taking a big hit right now, both north and southbound. Big delays, and as we well know, the Key Bridge ain't there. So we don't have any way to go around it. If you're thinking about the Beltway, well, forget about that. We could think about maybe coming through the city and working your way in on Pulaski Highway and Orleans Street eventually towards downtown. Heads up in Howard County, Mount Airy, there's a report of a wreck. Haven't seen it yet. I'll get out there. Eastbound I-70 at Route 27 in Mount Airy. Maybe some road blockage eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you for the update, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s, the overnight temps in the upper 50s. It looks like tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80s, and showers may return on Wednesday. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, and I was talking about how if you ignore these repeated warning signs and you pass policies that actually weaken accountability, what you're doing, you send them the wrong message, and you send a message that there are no real consequences, and that's exactly what you get if nothing changes, and it will continue. So what it means is it's up to us in Baltimore County to take this seriously, and that's why I'm running for the county council, but it's why Pat Dyer will join us at 8:06. Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates, will join us at the 7:36 time frame in about 10-15 minutes, and we have to make something very clear in Baltimore County that we're not going to go down the same path as Baltimore City when it comes to some of this crime. And we've seen what happens when things spiral. And once you lose control, it is a lot harder to get things back. And we have to be clear, like I said just a moment ago, you cannot fix a problem unless you are willing to admit that that problem exists. And pretending everything is fine, or downplaying what people are actually seeing with their own eyes, does not solve anything. And people know what they are experiencing, and they deserve leaders who acknowledge it and act. And that's why I played the entire clip with several different citizens talking about their shared and lived experience right in Towson. And again, I want to be fair, because the Towson Festival was, by all accounts, a huge success yesterday, and it was great. It was well attended. It was positive. I was there for several hours and, you know, contributed to some of the vendors. Great food on hand. And it showed exactly what the community can be when things are working the way they should. And that's what we want more of. And that's what people deserve, by the way. They absolutely deserve to have a community where they can go out, enjoy a beautiful day. They can go out and support local businesses. The people that are working hard can have the expectation that if they work at Chipotle, they're not going to have to worry about two juveniles, one with a knife, fighting each other. They're not going to have to worry about walking out of Macy's and having an armed carjacking in broad daylight, or walking out into the promenade where they live when right on York Road and paying thousands of dollars a month to rent. And yet they walk outside their front door and there's 15 juveniles beating the hell out of somebody on York Road. And the broader pattern here is trying to, well, we need to address this broader pattern that is we're seeing. And I think one of the most important points raised in that story is that accountability at every level, if they're out there stealing cars and crashing them and assaulting people like this guy who had his wallet stolen, committing these robberies, there has to be accountability. And at the end of the day, this is about protecting our community, supporting our businesses, and making sure families feel safe. So, all right, let's check in the calls, 410-922-6680, and Donnie in Harford County. Good morning.
Good morning. We just moved out of Towson. We lived on Lock Raven Boulevard for 49 years. I spent 54 years in that area. But what's happening now, Mangione, is that a lot of the real estate agents are buying these houses up and are renting them to anybody. We used to, lawn used to be immaculate, everything, and it's just trash. It's just the people that's moving in and everything. It's so bad. You know, when we had to leave, it was like a death for us because we thought we would die in that house, but we just had to leave. And the other thing is that the schools are so bad. You have Oakley and you have the middle school right across from Calvert Hall, but it's all bad because nobody wants to send their kids to a school that it's not safe. So all our neighbors moved out because their kids weren't safe. Now, I'll tell you what, if I was the governor of the state, I would say you have a right to carry a gun in your car in the event you're being hijacked. That's the only way it'll stop. But we have a governor here. He ought to be ashamed of himself. He really is. And a mayor, he's disgusting too. So we have all these officials that are being paid are not doing their job. And Baltimore City and everything, we grew up with Mayor Schaefer and everything.
Well, five more seconds, Donnie, then we're going to have to wrap it up.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you how bad it was.
Well, Donnie, I know that area. Thank you very much for the call. I know the area. I grew up just 2 minutes down the road from that Lock Raven area. And it is sad to hear, and a lot of people have told me the same thing, and I've seen it. And you moved to Harford County, which is a great place. I'm surprised. A lot of people I keep talking to, they're not moving to Harford County, but they're moving out of Maryland. But we'll be back. We'll check in with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that three people were rescued from the Potomac River near Great Falls on Sunday afternoon after becoming separated from their kayaks, but one of them later died. According to the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service, crews were dispatched around 2 p.m. on May 3rd for reports of multiple people in the water, including someone who was unconscious. Officials said the group became separated from their kayaks near the Great Falls area and ended up along the Virginia shoreline. All three people were able to make it out of the water, but one kayaker was found in medical distress and in a life-threatening condition. And Baltimore County Police responded to a barricade situation in the Perry Hall area on Sunday. The incident was reported to have taken place at the 8500 block of Castle Mill Circle, police said. Residents were urged to remain inside their homes for their safety. At around 5:45, officials announced that the barricade situation had been resolved. An 18-year-old was killed and three juveniles were injured after a vehicle struck a tree in Cockeysville on Friday night. On May 1st, around 9:45 p.m., Baltimore County police officers were called to the intersection of Poplar Hill Road and Merriman's Mill Road for a reported single-vehicle crash, authorities said. The preliminary investigation found the vehicle was traveling southbound on Poplar Hill Road when it left the road and hit a tree. And BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport is advising Spirit Airlines passengers to not come to the airport after the airline ceased operations at their location. On Saturday, it was announced that Spirit Airlines was going out of business after 34 years. Spirit Airlines once booked hundreds of daily flights on its bright yellow planes and employed about 17,000 people. The airline said it had started an orderly wind down of our operations, effective immediately. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Man, awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Blair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. 685-5687.
732 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like a new problem coming out of Annapolis. I-97 northbound. The report of an accident up near the bridge near 178. So right now I'm looking at the ramp coming over from Parole. Not a lot of traffic moving there. Southbound can see it. And we're starting to slow after the bridge at 178. So already a big backup towards Parole on 50 westbound. Very limited lanes. And one report said both the northbound lanes may be blocked, at least temporarily. Still some big delays at both the harbor tunnels. The more recent problem is an accident coming into the left tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's created a backup on 95 back beyond Camden Yards. Earlier problems keeping us slow both on 95 and 895 coming south from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 735, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville. The total game changer. O's now on a season-long four-game losing streak, 3 to the Yanks. 11-3 yesterday, New York outscoring Baltimore 27-9 over the weekend. Tough times for the Birds. Here's Gunnar Henderson.
I mean, felt like we went out there and battled. I mean, it's not going to be just, I mean, they're getting paid just as to do this as just like we are. I mean, it's not going to be easy going in every day. You're not going to feel your best every single day, but it is what it is, and we go out there and compete. I mean, we were within two runs late in the game, and then they ended up breaking it open. But I mean, we're getting close there, right there towards the end. So.
Manager Albernez on this being a seminal moment for his Birds.
We can fold up, you know, and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we're going to put the work in and really make this happen. And I feel with those guys in the clubhouse, I feel it'll be the latter of these guys and put the work in, and we'll be better as the season goes on.
Well, no rest for the weary. The season goes on tonight in New York. Shane Boz for Baltimore. Cam Schlittler will go for the Yanks. The Ravens had their rookies in over the weekend, introducing them to life in the NFL. Head coach Jesse Minter says it's still early.
It's a rookie mini camp, you know, in May, and we're not really in full gear, so we're trying to be smart from a physicality standpoint. But I really just enjoyed the guys' urgency, like their eagerness to want to learn, their eagerness to want to get better. They learn how we operate going from drill to drill and doing the different things that we try to do.
Meanwhile, some of the Ravens wowed by the environment, including tight end Josh Cuevas out of Alabama, who got to meet the greatest tight end from Alabama in history, Ozzie Newsome.
Absolutely. So after practice yesterday, he kind of came up to me just saying, "Roll Tide, man, like, so happy you're here." You know, I was kind of starstruck when he got on the phone with me, and because, I mean, all we talk about at Alabama in the tight end room is really kind of like the legends that walk through here and the standard we need to uphold.
NCAA men's and women's lacrosse tournament fields are set. The state of Maryland well represented on the women's side. Navy taking on UMass. Loyola gets Syracuse in first round games. Maryland and Johns Hopkins awarded byes to the second round. On the men's side, the lone representative will be Hopkins, taking on Cornell on Saturday. Maryland finished 7-6 and denied the tournament for the first time in 24 years. Towson beaten by Stony Brook in the CAA final, also denied, as well as Loyola beaten by Army West Point in the Patriot League final. And finally, how about this? F1 racing taken by storm by young Kimi Antonelli.
And it's three Grand Prix victories in a row for Kimi Antonelli. Kimi Antonelli wins the Miami Grand Prix.
Kimi Antonelli's second season on the F1 circuit, all of 19 years of age. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company today. And I'll also be back tomorrow, and Sean will return to this microphone Wednesday morning. So now I am about to, well, before I go any further, actually, 7:45, we're going to play Choose Your Fake News. Call in it now if you want to participate. And now, also, we have Pat Dyer joining us at 8:06. But now I'm going to introduce to you a man who I've gotten to become a friend now. His name is Chuck Murphy, a Baltimore County guy, lives in Hunt Valley, went to Boys Latin. He lives with his wife, Molly. I met some of his family, incredible people. His in-laws, just, they have their roots and their business right in this district. And Chuck comes from the private sector. His entire career, he's a true conservative through and through. And I would say he's the conservative in this race for sure. He's no doubt that he'll be, if you send him to Annapolis, this is the type of guy who you can definitely count on for his vote. Because when I decided to run for the Baltimore County Council, I knew we needed someone strong to step up and run for my delegate seat, somebody that's going to stand up for our values. And it was an honor that Chuck decided to answer that call. And for those not aware, 42A is basically the Hereford Zone, Hunt Valley area, Phoenix, surrounding communities. And he didn't have to do this, but he was fed up with the direction of Maryland, especially under one-party Democrat control, the left-wing agenda. So Chuck said he wanted to get involved, and he chose to step up because he loves Maryland. He loves this community. He wants to try to make a difference for the future of this state, and it's tough for Republicans. But getting to know Chuck, like I said, he is the type of guy you want to send to fight Westmore and the Democrats' agenda. And it is my pleasure to welcome Chuck Murphy to the show today. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, before we get started, Chuck, I want you to mention your website so people can find out and learn a little bit about you.
Yes, that is murphyfordelegate42a.com. If you visit there, you can learn a little bit more about me, our platform. And if you'd be so kind as to donate, because we all know that these races require money, not just votes, but money. We're using that to get our message out, bring new voters to the table, and hopefully have a really good showing this primary.
Well, absolutely. So let's get into a couple of the issues here. One of the big ones for me of the last year and a half here, maybe even longer than that, has been this absolutely horrible out-of-state power company coming in North Baltimore County, where your district would be, trying to just rip land from our citizens with eminent domain. What's your take and what's your stance on this NPRP project?
I'm fully against it. North Baltimore County is very special to my wife and I. It's where we fell in love. She taught me to horseback ride, and we were eventually married at a Piney Meadows farm in Hereford. So, yeah, it's special. And we don't want to ruin it with power lines going through. These are power lines that offer no benefit to Marylanders, where we'll end up footing the bill. They want to seize people's generational farms, land, private property, put this up to bring power from Pennsylvania to a data center that we're not going to see any benefit from. But we can't allow this.
Yeah, no, I've been working very hard against that with some of my colleagues, and it's a terrible project, and I'm glad to hear. And that was one of the reasons, I want the audience to hear that we recruited somebody that's going to stand up to stuff like that, especially in Annapolis. And when it comes to Annapolis, I keep saying you are the conservative here. So you're exactly what I think a lot of the listeners would want. And I think one of the issues would be, your stance on taxes and fees. What's that?
Anti-taxes and anti-fees. I will vote no against any measure to raise taxes or fees. Maryland has a problem right now. We have a net migration out of the state, and part of that is due to the cost of living, taxes and fees that are placed on residents and businesses. And they're moving to lower cost states where it's more competitive, and it's really taking a jab at Maryland. Maryland has so much to offer. Yet the current administration keeps chasing businesses out.
Yeah, and you're active in North Baltimore County. I was there over the weekend. Well, I saw you yesterday at the Towson Town Festival, obviously, and we were campaigning. And I was campaigning on Saturday, and I was at the Redeemer Church up there in Parkton. And a number of people said, we would love to vote for you, Nino, but we've already moved to Pennsylvania, and the other couple and their kids, he's like, yeah, we're moving soon too. But it's exactly the point you just made. But hold on the line, Chuck, because we're going to check in with the other Chuck and an update on traffic. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
I know there were that many Chucks left, but that's okay. The both the tunnels are still having problems. Northbound is the big problem right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is right before the tube on the northbound side. The left-hand tunnel is still blocked off, so only the right tube is open. Big backups on 95 going all the way back beyond Camden Yards and working its way back eventually back towards the area, Washington Boulevard and the Caton Avenue ramp. So that continues to be a problem. And just looking on the north end, I just saw one truck coming out of the left tube northbound. Maybe now we're just beginning to see that some traffic is moving again in the left-hand tunnel. So we'll keep an eye on that, but they're just barely trickling out on the northbound side. We had problems early this morning, started with a major backup at both the harbor tunnels southbound. Those delays are still there. It looks like some traffic is moving again from this wreck on I-97 northbound coming up to Crownsville Road. I see traffic north up at Route 32 is moving through there northbound, and it looks like the backup is easing just a bit, leaving Parole and then taking the ramp north on I-97. I'll keep an eye on that as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80. Showers may return on Wednesday. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Chuck Murphy, you just wait a minute here, and then Chuck Whitaker, you will be playing here along with Tony in Pikesville and Maggie Hunter and Kristen for today's Choose Your Fake News segment. Good morning, Tony. Do you want to go
morning
first, second, third, or last?
I'll go second.
All right, Tony is going second, so we'll make you go first, Maggie. All right, listen close. Yes, already coming for you on this one, Maggie. Listen very closely to today's stories. Two bills moving through the California legislature this year could change how e-bikes are bought, ridden, and regulated across the state. One would require riders of certain electric bikers or bikes to register their vehicle with the DMV and slap a license plate on the frame. The other would reduce the top speed that the e-bikes for children are allowed to reach. If you're a daily commuter, a weekend rider, or a parent who just bought their new electric bike, this news is worth paying to. Okay, I could have cut that line. Number two, at least 14 zoos or aquariums in central United States were targets this weekend of apparent swatting calls that prompted the location to temporarily close as a safety precaution. It says on Friday morning, for example, the Louisville Zoo was evacuated for a safety threat that police said was someone calling in a claim that there was a bomb on the premises. Police swept the zoo, however, and quickly gave the all clear. Number three, a suspected virus outbreak aboard a cruise ship in the Atlantic Ocean has left three people dead and several others ill, according to the World Health Organization. A statement on X, the UN Health Agency said one case of this virus, this infection, has been laboratory confirmed, while five additional suspect cases are pending. Of the six people affected, three have died and one is currently in intensive care in South Africa. So, is it number one about the e-bikes in California, new laws? Is it number two about the zoos and aquariums being swatted? Or is it number three, this deadly virus on a cruise ship? Maggie, you are first. Tony is second.
Okay. I'm only doing this because it's just a chance. I'm playing a game of chance. I'm just going to say number one's going to be fake.
Maggie, number one. Tony, what's your thoughts here?
I'm going to pick number two, but number one sounds like something they do in Maryland. So you get $150 a tag for each.
Yes, he's e-bike
out there.
Yep, so Tony's going number two. We'll go with Kristen.
Yeah, in California, that sounds exactly what the liberals will do. First, they push e-bikes, and now they're going to regulate them to death. So I think that could be true, and I know swatting is a thing right now, so I can see that be true. So I'm actually going to say number three. I hope the cruise ship virus is
fine. Number three, and Chuck,
please.
Number two. All right, number one. You guys have thought California would push such ridiculous laws. That is true. That is correct. Number one is, in fact, a true story. Number three, sadly, is in fact a true story about this virus, and three people are dead that were on the cruise ship. And number two, I try to make them tough, Maggie. I do.
They're always tough for me.
I added too many. It actually, the answer is there were four zoos. I said 14 zoos or aquariums because some people have nothing better to do
apparently
on a weekend than to swat a zoo or an aquarium and say that there was a bomb threat. But it was four zoos in Central America, well, in the Central United States. I said 14, so I made it a little tough one.
Somebody's mommy and daddy did not give them enough attention.
Very sad. So Tony and Chuck are our winners today. Thank you both for playing. Tony, stay on the line. I believe that Kristen will take care of you there. So, all right, we are returning back, or are we going to a break, Kristen? We're returning back. Yep, we have 2 minutes here. Chuck Murphy, you're there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So before we were just talking about with Chuck Murphy, who is running for the Maryland House of Delegates in District 42A. That is my old seat. That is my current seat, but it will be my old seat when I decide, and hopefully we're successful running for the Baltimore County Council. And Chuck, we were talking about some of your conservative credentials, how you stand here, and you said you think you consider yourself somebody that would align very much with the values of the Freedom Caucus.
Absolutely. I intend on joining the Freedom Caucus if I'm elected.
I mean, I think a lot of people in the listening audience would agree. I mean, with basic lower tax principles, I mean, the social issues across the spectrum. And I would like to say that I am wholeheartedly endorsing you. I know you're running. Well, of course, you can. We're running together with Pat Dyer, who's joining us next hour. Kevin Ford, who's running for your Senate district. And then Jeff McDonald, who's running for delegate in the Lutherville area, if you want to just touch on that.
Yeah, I think it's a great ticket. We're all aligned. We've, as you saw at our fundraiser the other night, I think we've got a great group of people. Our base is energized. We're bringing new people into the party. I got to say how much fun and how refreshing this has been for my wife and I and my family. Just getting out there, talking to people, and just hearing a lot of the same things over and over again. The cost of living is a problem, and it's not affordable. And we want to address that. That is our main goal. We want to make Maryland competitive again. We love Maryland. It's our home. That's where the heart is. We need to do better.
Well, Chuck, hold on the line, because I want to ask you, as you mentioned cost of living, and I think the budget issue and just the rapid amount of government spending in this state is costing us so much, and that is causing parts of that cost of living issue. And I want to get your take on that when we return. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040.
That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with a traffic update and Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on I-97 coming out of Annapolis up towards 178. That's cleared now. We're moving traffic again. It's getting a little better now from Parole on the ramp to go north onto I-97 from the westbound side of Route 50. The warning backup, that's the usual delay as you're coming south through that area along I-97 at Route 32. There's no change on the wreck for that traffic northbound on 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tube northbound is still closed. The backup on 95 is all the way back beyond Washington Boulevard, so a big delay there. And from earlier problems, southbound traffic in both the tunnels still looking at 25 to 30-minute delays, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with the high in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80 with showers, may return on Wednesday. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Chuck Murphy on the line with us right now. He is a candidate for District 42A for the Maryland House of Delegates. That is my old seat, and Chuck is who I'm supporting to replace me in Annapolis. And I want to just ask you, we have a couple moments left here, Chuck, about this past Maryland budget. It was the largest budget in the history of the state of Maryland, and I want to get your take and how you see yourself when it comes to states, I would say, bloated budgets.
Yeah, obviously I would not have supported this budget at $71 billion. That's a $4 billion increase over a year. And honestly, it's not matching the revenue side. And this is a real problem because we're spending more than we're taking in. In the private sector, you don't do that, or you're in trouble. And basically, this kind of budget, it's really going to force, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, you know. Budgets like this, every year it's going to force deeper cuts and tax increases and more borrowing. It's going to more credit downgrades for the state, higher borrowing costs, and shifting recessions. That it's not making us competitive. The high taxes are driving people out of the state. The cost of living is. I mean, we have to change it. We don't want to go down the same path as California.
No, you're exactly right. And the point you just mentioned, the bonds, for example, and you're a private sector guy. You spent your whole life in the private sector. You understand how a lot of this works. And for the first time in our history, or the state's history, we've lost the Moody's AAA bond rating. So, yeah, I think it's refreshing to hear from a lot of listeners your fiscal conservatism there. And I think the last thing I want to touch on here, because we're running out of time, is how this whole you may have caught this morning I was talking about crime in Baltimore City, but I also talked about it in being in Towson. I spent a lot of time this past week talking about crime just creeping up from Baltimore City into Baltimore County, Towson being the specific, but in North Baltimore County, where you would be representing one of the core, I would say, positions from somebody that's going to Annapolis is to vote on pro-safety, not these pro-criminal pieces of legislation, but who's going to stand up for law enforcement, stand up for our citizens up north, to go there and you're going to use your vote, your voice, to do anything you can to protect the public.
Absolutely, I will. Part of keeping it safe is keeping it nice. I mean, this is the community. There are families here, children. You can't have that crime up here. It does not reflect the character of the people that live in North Baltimore County. It is creeping up York Road. I mean, you see little signs of it every day, but it you know, everyone says it's okay now, but it's just a matter of time. I mean, just look how much has changed in the past 20 years. So, yeah, I'm 100% with law enforcement. We want to keep our communities safe and our residents safe.
Well, Chuck Murphy, thank you so much for joining us. Let the listening audience know again. What is your website?
www.murphyfordelegate42a.com.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Chuck. It's an honor to get to know you, and we're on this campaign trail. I'm sure I'll be seeing you in a day or two. And again, running with Pat Dyer, who is joining us at the top of the hour coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, of course, Kevin Ford, our good buddy, running for state senate in that same district in 42. Jeff McDonald, who many of you are aware of, Jeff, from his time filling in on this show and his time as a conservative leader. So thank you again. That is Chuck Murphy, running for the Maryland House of Delegates in District 42A, my old district, and he talked a little bit there about his stance on public safety, as well as, of course, his stance on the fiscal issues and the MPRP. And I want to talk just for a second also about public safety, because this past week really meant a lot to me. As many of you know, as I've been I'm running for the Baltimore County Council, but you know I've been in the House of Delegates for 8 years, and through that time, I made it very simple that I would promise to stand with our law enforcement officers, and I didn't just say that when it would be easy or when it's a popular stance, but all of the time. And I remember a couple years ago at a forum where the president of the FOP at the time said that I stood with law enforcement 100%. He stood with us, Nina Mangione, in Annapolis 100% of the time, is what Dave Rose of the FOP said at that forum. And I want to point that out because there was a period where brave law enforcement officers, men and women in blue, were completely under attack by the politicians in Annapolis. And these brave men and women, these are the ones running to danger while the rest of us run away. And it was an honor this week by the current FOP to receive their email that the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 4 has endorsed Nino Mangione to run for the Baltimore County Council. So that's a great honor. I love our men and women in blue, and I'll continue to have their back now and in the future. We'll be back in just a moment. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Nothing yet on a motive for a mass shooting last night near Oklahoma City.
There's a party at Lake Arcadia. Edmond Police, along with Oklahoma Highway Patrol and Oklahoma City Police, responded to find multiple victims. I can confirm that we have transported 10 to area metro hospitals in various conditions.
Emily Ward with the Edmond PD. Witnesses say there were two mask-wearing gunmen, no arrests. A spokesman for Rudy Giuliani is asking for prayer for the former New York City mayor, presidential lawyer, and advisor. The 81-year-old Giuliani is hospitalized in critical but stable condition in Florida. There's no word on what landed him in the hospital or how long he's been there. President Trump calls America's mayor fabulous and a true warrior. The president has launched a new initiative called Project Freedom. It's aimed at helping ships to safely transit the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump said in a social media post on Sunday that, quote, neutral and innocent countries have been affected by the Iran war, and, quote, we have told those countries that we will guide their ships safely out of those restricted waterways so they can freely and ably get on with their business, end quote.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Iran is spewing more threats in response to Project Freedom. The U.S. military is rejecting claims that Iran struck an American Navy vessel. Iranian news agencies had claimed that Iran struck a U.S. Navy ship southeast of the Strait of Hormuz. As price of oil rises, gas prices continue their upward climb, averaging $4.45 a gallon this morning, according to AAA. That's up a penny from yesterday, 34 cents higher than a week ago. The California average, $6.11 per gallon. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 214 points. NASDAQ futures off 16 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're hearing my voice, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you too. Either way, there's a company that finally got senior safety right. Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you knew about alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, reimagined for today. There's a small wearable that alerts your family's phone the moment something happens. Inside your home, discreet sensors, no cameras, no microphones, just motion sensors have you covered even when you're not wearing it. No movement for hours? Your loved ones will know. For the kids, you go from hoping everything's okay to knowing it is. And for you, you stay in your home on your terms while giving your precious family the peace of mind they've been asking for. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Visit ccgoffer.com to see if you qualify for a free device. It takes 2 minutes. That's ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Do it today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County Fire heading out to a new wreck. Heads up now, Long Green Pike at Glen Arm Road. There's a rescue involved there, according to the initial report coming in from Baltimore County. Big delays northbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still closed with the wreck before the tunnel. The backup on 95 is all the way back to the Beltway on the southwest side. So that's a big delay there. Some of the overflow traffic, you might be able to head into northbound 895 to get away from that. That's a possibility there. I don't think we have much of a problem on the northbound side of 895, but we're still looking at delays for the traffic on 895 and 95 south from earlier problems this morning. Still some big delays there, but again, the new problem now in the last hour has been the left tube closing northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Reisterstown, 51 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a 41-year-old man has been charged with fatally shooting his father-in-law, the Timonium personal injury attorney Robert McMeekin. Mark Ryan, 41, was charged Sunday with murder in connection with the slaying of the 74-year-old McMeekin at the older man's Phoenix home, the Baltimore County Police Department said Sunday. The shooting was reported at 2:25 p.m. Saturday in the 14,000 block of Sawmill Court. McMeekin was pronounced dead at the scene. Ryan is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bond, police said. Four suspects, including a 14-year-old, robbed a 25-year-old man of his wallet on Friday night in Fells Point and crashed the getaway car, police said. On May 1st, around 9:30 p.m., Baltimore police said officers were called to the 1800 block of Lancaster Street, located in central Baltimore, for an unarmed robbery. There, officers met a 25-year-old man who said he was assaulted and robbed by three unknown suspects. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 067, the pick 4, 9902. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis of today's Moment of Truth. The progressive left in America will continue their assassination attempts on President Trump until they kill him. And then all hell will break loose. For 75 million MAGA voters, that will be the last straw. But to be drawn into a shooting war across America, which the anarchists want, is not the answer. As Christian Americans, we're Christ followers first and patriots second. And Christ's greatest commandment was to love God with all heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. As difficult as it might seem to put that above retaliation, remember, God said, vengeance is mine. So let God be God while we do what we've been called to do. Let's see what God has planned for America while we obediently spread love to our neighbors instead of hatred. The Bible also tells us that we reap what we sow. This is a great opportunity to see that in action while we obey the Lord. This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Aaron Judge says, welcome to the big leagues, Trey Gibson.
High fly ball, deep left center.
Tavares back on the track at the wall. See ya! A two-run home run for Judge. He moves one ahead of Rice, and the Yankees move two ahead of the Orioles. They're up 3-1.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Both Judge and Big Ben Rice went yard on Trey Gibson in his Major League debut. The O's hung around for a while, but a seven-run eighth off Andrew Kittredge did him in. 11-3 was the final. Victory number three in a row for the Yanks over the O's. Gunnar Henderson, among many in the lineup, out of the lineup yesterday, I should say, looked like a B game in the Grapefruit League, to be honest. Manager Albanez asked about the shortstop in the postgame if he was available to play.
Late game pinch hit and defensive replacement. Yeah, he's been playing every single day. We want to give him a day, get off his feet, and because he's a guy that plays every day.
Shane Boz will try to right the ship tonight at Yankee Stadium. The game time is 7:05 p.m. Ravens welcome their rookies to Owings Mills over the weekend for a first look at what they have. First-round draft choice Vavenga Ioane saying the reality of being in the NFL is finally sinking in.
Man, it's unbelievable. You know, me and Kyron Hudson, my teammate from Penn State, and we were just talking after practice yesterday. It's like, it's a crazy feeling knowing that you're wearing the NFL shield on your chest now, playing in the league. We just finished our first practice in the NFL. You know, it's definitely a feeling of being blessed, you know.
And finally, the Savannah Bananas made an impressive stop in Texas over the weekend, performing at Kyle Field, the home of Texas A&M University football, in front of a sellout crowd, 102,000 fans. The largest crowd ever to witness a Bananas game, the largest crowd in MLB history, by the way, is 115,300. Set on March 29th of 2008, a preseason exhibition game between the Dodgers and the Red Sox at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Golden Tempo come to the Preakness? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in today for Sean Casey. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. And I'm not going to waste any time, ladies and gentlemen, because it is a great honor in a second here to welcome to the program, hopefully, the next county executive of Baltimore County, Pat Dyer. And I've been in elected office for about 8 years, and I've met a lot of, whether it's good Republicans, whether it's the activists really out there in the trenches, other elected officials throughout the state who fight every single day for our values. But one thing I really learned very early on, especially in Deep Blue, Maryland, and in Baltimore County, you need all the help that you can get. We need all the help we can get. And that's why when I decided that I was running for the Baltimore County Council, and I wanted to keep my focus right here, right at home in Baltimore County. For those of you who do not know, I was born, raised, I lived my entire life here. And I knew that I wanted to try to build a real team if we're going to take this county back. And it starts in North Baltimore County, where I represent. And that's where I recruited Chuck, who you just heard, Chuck Murphy, then Kevin Ford to run for the Maryland State Senate. Of course, Jeff McDonald and Timonio, but also the biggest, I would say, most important is in Baltimore County, the county executive position, when I picked up the phone last year and I called my friend Pat Dyer. And I said, Pat, you know what? We need to meet. I have something important to discuss with you. We sat down for 2 hours. The rest is history. More than a year later, Pat Dyer working every single day to become the next county executive and help us finally take Baltimore County back from nearly 40 years of one-party Democrat rule. I've known Pat personally. He's a great family man, husband, Julia's wife, who I'm sure he would agree with me when I bring him on in just a second here, would probably win this race herself, hands down. She's an attorney for the county. She's a great lady. They have four great kids. Pat is, his family's been here for over a generation. He went to Loyola High School, Loyola College. Built a business. I'll let him tell more in a second. But charitable work, hundreds of thousands he's helped raise, maybe more. Phenomenal guy. What a county executive he would make. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Pat Dyer. Good morning, Pat. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Nino. Thanks so much for having me. Good morning to you and all your listeners. I do want to take this opportunity to thank you, Nino, for all your years of service. You've done a great job. Responsible to your constituents. You are everywhere, so you deserve a lot of credit. And it's an honor to run with you, Kevin, Chuck, Jeff. And we are, in a sense, business guys that just want, we love Baltimore County. We want to make Baltimore County the best it could be. So it's an honor to be with you this morning.
Well, Pat, I have a number of questions I'm going to get into some detail here. I'm just going to check in for a quick second with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic, and then I'll ask you, for the listening audience's pleasure, a host of ways you're going to change and turn this county around. Chuck, give us an update with traffic.
The last time we spoke, I said this big backup on 95, I said maybe you could go down to 895. Just as I said that and changed the camera to go look, I spotted a wreck, 895 northbound before you get to Poteet Street. They're in the left-hand lane. The backup there goes back to the spur at I-97. We can't get a break today at these tunnels. We've had massive backups here, both north and southbound. We started at 5:30 this morning with the wreck and a stoppage in the Old Harbor Tunnel. That started it. That backed us up to the city-county line. 95 got the word they backed up to the city-county line. We have an accident now blocking the left tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's backed up to the Beltway. So gridlock continues on both sides of both the tunnels right now, both north and southbound. We had a report. I have not seen it yet. I've looked all over. Southbound 83, the report says near Mount Carmel Road. I have not yet seen it. Still checking on that. Baltimore County out with the wreck at Long Green Pike at Glen Arm Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s. Overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80. Showers may return on Wednesday. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are joined by Pat Dyer, candidate for Baltimore County Executive, Republican. And Pat, I just want to emphasize this to the audience here. You do not need this position. You are running for all the right reasons. I want you to tell us a little bit about your background and why you're running.
First, I want to compliment every Towson for just a wonderful festival. And hats off to the 33rd annual Billy Corot Memorial 5K Run and a one-mile fun walk. All my family ran. It's a great day to get out and exercise. My sister Joanne actually won a medal, so she was very happy, and I congratulate her on all her efforts, but I wanted to make that statement. I was born and raised in Baltimore County. I'm raising my family in Baltimore County. I started my business in Baltimore County. One of the reasons I'm running, I want to create the same situation for my children and for everyone's children that I have. I get a quality education, find a job, feel safe. We need safe communities and find an affordable place to live. So, like I said, we are this team that we've put together. We're all business guys, and we want to make Baltimore County truly the best that it can be. You know, I approach this from the business angle. I started my career at T. Rowe Price, arguably one of the best investment firms in the world. Like you mentioned, I have a business degree from Loyola University. I have a master's from the University of Baltimore in business. When you do start your own business, you learn a lot of things. You learn results matter. You learn to focus. You learn common goals. Most importantly, you learn to bring people together. And we are going to bring people together to focus on the problems that continue to plague this county. As you mentioned, we've had one-party rule for 40 years. That's not healthy. We need to pull people together. We need to fix the crime problem. That's The job of the county executive is to protect the citizens. We need safe streets. I'm going to do everything in my power from day one to prioritize the Baltimore County Police Department. Number one line item in my budget is going to be safety. We need more officers. We are down approximately 341 officers. We need these positions filled, if not more positions. We need to focus on our business community. We need to get businesses to be attracted in coming to Maryland. Far too often they're looking at Maryland and looking at Baltimore County, and they see the headlines, and they look elsewhere. They see the headlines, the taxes, just the permitting process, all the difficulties that are out there to start a business, and they look elsewhere. Then finally, we need to focus on our education system, and we can get into this a little bit later, but in terms of what we need to do to enrich the lives of all our students.
Well, Pat, you're taking some of my questions. You're jumping in front of me there, but you just touched on public safety, and you did touch on there is an officer. That first and foremost, public safety for anybody running for political office, that has to be the top concern, and I know it is for you. It's a shame it's not necessarily the case in some elected officials. But you touched on public safety. The officer shortage is crucial, and then you're about to mention in Baltimore County in the school system, and we've highlighted some of that today with discipline issues earlier on in some calls, but I want to talk to you about the Inspector General and your thoughts on the fact that Democrat senators that are in the Baltimore County went to Annapolis and voted against to kill a bill that would have provided more oversight and transparency and looking into waste, fraud, and abuse in the Baltimore County public school system, and they killed the Inspector General bill. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm for the Inspector General, and not only myself, but the League of Women Voters, Teachers Association of Baltimore County, they were for it as well. That's a big statement, you know, when you have that kind of power that wants to have an Inspector General look into the system and get rebuked. So there's something, if you talk to the educators, you talk to the administrators, they want that Inspector General. I believe that, you know, within the school system, when you want to accomplish things, you need to spend money. You need to fill out the proper documents and forms. So it's not like there's a total fraud going on, but there is a waste. In any business, it's allocation of resources, and they're just being misappropriated. They're not going into the right areas. They're going into the bureaucracy. They're not going into the school systems, to the students, where that money should be, and it's leaving us shorthanded in terms of teachers. You know, we're going to be losing 450 positions. So class sizes are actually going to go up. That's going to be a problem.
Well, Pat, hold that thought because we're going to return in just a moment. We have to take a quick break, but you're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company. We have Pat Dyer, candidate for county executive. We'll be back in just a moment.
Laurie and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, regional sales director. And again, Victoria, what is the inspiration for Harmony Park?
Thank you for asking. So Lorian thought about having a memory care program for quite a long time. And we never really felt that there was a model that spoke to the company. So when I first started at Harmony Hall, I noticed that there were quite a few residents who would really benefit from a memory care program. And so I spoke with the CEO about it, and we decided that what would make sense for our community was to really make it feel like a memory care program that was in harmony with the rest of the building.
Makes sense.
So with that being said, we changed the entire third floor to look like an outdoor park space. And we have a very unique security system, as it actually allows the residents who are safe to do so to leave the memory care neighborhood and go to programs in other parts of the building. This makes it feel like we haven't necessarily locked up residents, as you hear in some other places, but we actually just have some provisions in place to keep them safer throughout their day, so that way they can navigate it a little bit better. So we have security features on the actual neighborhood itself, and we have them at each of our exits throughout the building, so that way if someone does come down from Harmony Park, we know if they're going towards the exit in another section of our community.
Now, safety and security also in dealing with people that are living in memory care is of utmost priority, as you well know. So if you want more information about Harmony Park and Lorien Harmony Hall and their very unique design, it's innovative, then log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas, but it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We have Pat Dyer, candidate for county executive, on the line. We're going to get to him in just a moment. Before that, we are checking in with Chuck Whitaker on an update with traffic.
It looks like the left-hand tunnel now is now open for the Fort McHenry Tunnel that's coming northbound on 95 through that area. It looks like they just opened that. Let me just make sure here. Yeah, it looks like all four lanes are moving again, but there's still some activity on the left-hand side with this wreck northbound on 95 near the ramp at Key Highway. So that will continue to be a factor there, and the traffic coming up from Washington Boulevard and from Caton Avenue is trying to get better, but we'll keep an eye on that. But that's been a big problem on the northbound side. Slow recovery there now for the traffic working its way in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but now we have four lanes again there, so we'll make some progress there. We still have a big backup southbound on 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The other new problem now is the multi-vehicle wreck, 895 northbound before Poteet Street. That's backed up to the spur from I-97, and only the right lane is getting by there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80. Showers may return on Wednesday. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Pat Dyer, hold on the line for just one second, because this 4th of July, as you're well aware, marks America's 250th birthday. And every day on this show, we mark our top America 250 moments of the day. Let's play the anthem. Today's America 250 moments. May 4th, 1776, Rhode Island became the first American colony to renounce allegiance to King George 2 months before the Declaration of Independence. 1929, Audrey Hepburn was born the iconic actress and humanitarian known for films like Breakfast at Tiffany's. In 1804, Lewis and Clark expedition departs. May 4th, the Corps of Discovery set out from their winter camp near present-day Hartford, officially beginning their journey up the Missouri River to explore the vast lands of the Louisiana Purchase. This is today's America 250 Moments, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving the perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We are joined by Pat Dyer, the Republican running, one of the Republicans running for county executive, my teammate here. Pat, we'll get right into it. We talked a little bit about economic opportunity there. And you're a businessman, as you said. You created a financial firm. You've been in business over 30 years. You know, what's it going to take for economic opportunity in Baltimore County and how we grow it, and you using your business background?
Well, I think it all ties together, Nino. We need to make sure that we shine Baltimore County up. Everything works together in terms of, I like to look at it as like a three-legged stool. We need to get our schools in order. We need to get crime under control. Then we could, in terms of businesses, we need to make this county more business friendly. I hear stories and stories and stories about the permitting process and how long it takes to get a permit. That's unacceptable. That needs to be streamlined. In some cases, I hear it takes longer to get a permit than actually to get the job done. We need business revenue in this county. You can go up and down York Road, and you can see the vacancies. I'm going to have in my office a hotline that if you want to come to Baltimore County, if you want to risk your reputation, your money, and I'm going to make sure that you're the biggest success that you can possibly be. We need those. We need the jobs. We certainly need the revenue. So I'm going to go business to business saying, hey, what can we do to make you successful? Because when businesses are looking to start up a business, I'm the only one in this race that has actually created jobs. So I know how to create jobs. I know what it takes. You got to be accountable to employees, but you also need the environment around you to thrive. So if you're outside this community and you're looking to relocate a business, you're going to be looking at those subjects that I mentioned, the education system. You're going to be looking at the quality of life in and around Baltimore County. We need to do everything in our power to make this the best county it can be.
Well, Pat, stay on the line. I want to touch base on this when we return, because I think this is an important issue. I'm going to keep you for a few more minutes, if that's all right with you. But for now, we're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, and we are going to check in with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The names of 204 firefighters who died in the line of duty have been added to the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial on the campus of the National Emergency Training Center in Emmitsburg. Families, fire service leaders, and community across the nation gathered to honor the fallen firefighters' lives and sacrifices. The names of 97 firefighters lost in 2025 were added to the memorial, along with the names of 107 who died in previous years. Last week, President Trump proclaimed May 2nd and 3rd as National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend, and on Sunday, United States flags were flown at half-staff at all federal office buildings. BWI Marshall Airport says customers of the now-defunct Spirit Airlines should not come to the airport because there are no Spirit Airlines staff on site to assist with refunds or rebooking. BWI says travelers are advised to contact their booking providers or credit card companies regarding refunds and check with alternative airlines for rebooking options. BWI says many other airlines are offering rescue fares for impacted Spirit travelers. BWI Marshall says it will continue to work with other airlines regarding additional air service opportunities and assets previously used by Spirit.
Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says the $7.4 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family has become legally effective. The settlement wraps up nearly a decade of work by attorneys general from across the country in pursuing investigations and litigation over Purdue's and the Sacklers' roles in fueling the opioid crisis. The settlement gives funds to communities across the country, as well as individual victims and other groups who filed claims in Purdue's 2019 bankruptcy proceedings. Maryland is expected to receive more than $90 million from the settlement. And Baltimore police have released surveillance images of a person in connection with an aggravated assault last week. The assault happened at around 3:30 last Tuesday morning in the 2200 block of West Cold Spring Lane in the city's Northern District. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New Rank, Baltimore County, Rossville Boulevard at Ridge Road. Might be a motorcyclist involved there. They were still working on the wreck. Long Green Pike at Glen Arm Road. A report of an accident southbound 95 after White Marsh. That was very quickly cleared to the shoulder. And then the new wreck westbound Route 100 coming over towards the BW Parkway. Could have a delay there back towards the area coming west from I-97. Multi-vehicle accident was still crowding the left-hand lane northbound on 895. The Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway coming up to Potee Street. Delays back through the spur at I-97. And we're still looking at long delays and very heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, it'll be Shane Boz's turn tonight as the O's try to salvage game four of this debacle called the series against the Yanks. New York swept the first three over the weekend, outscoring Baltimore 27-9, out-homering the Birds 8-2. So the question posed to manager Albernez was, is it time to worry? Time to be concerned?
I'm not concerned. It's more, on my end, more frustrating just because of that group is really talented. And, you know, I feel like we should not be three games below 500. And that's on me. You know, I got to do a better job of leading these guys and getting the most out of them.
Now, that was post-game Saturday after the 9-4 loss. Let's fast forward now to yesterday after losing 11-3.
For me, it's at a crucial point where what team do you want to be? You know, we can fold up, you know, and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we got to put the work in and really make this happen.
Yeah. Wow, those comments just about folding up on May 3rd, now May 4th of the season. And just this breaking right now, longtime Yankee radio voice John Sterling has passed away. Sterling began calling Yankees games in 1989, famously would never miss a Yankee game, calling 5,060 consecutive until missing four in July of 2019. Sterling Sterling, you may recall, began his broadcasting career in Baltimore in the early 1970s, serving as the play-by-play announcer for the Bullets back in the 1970-71 season and calling Morgan State University football games from 1971 to 1978. The great John Sterling was 87 years of age. One thing was noticeable at Ravens camp for rookies over the weekend, and that was how much pre-snap chatter, chemistry, and communication there was among the rookies who had never played together until this weekend. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked how unusual that is.
You can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. And so, you know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
Now, 2 weeks from today, the Ravens will have their third OTAs. It'll be voluntary on May 18th. And now with the Derby concluded, all eyes turn to the Preakness 2 weeks away. Golden Tempo trainer Cherie DeVoe saying the Preakness is on the table for her horse. Now, keep in mind, it's going to be quite a change this year. Attendance for the Preakness will be strictly limited to 4,800 people over the two-day event May 15th and 16th, a sharp reduction from the 63,000 who attended last year and the over 100,000 annually before that. The cap is due to construction and limited capacity at Laurel, which is hosting, while the Pimlico racetrack is undergoing reconstruction. Happy birthday today to women's hoop legend and current University of South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley, turning 56, and golf superstar Rory McIlroy, having a year, turning 37. And on this day in horse racing history, back in 1974, a colt named Canyonade won the 100th running of the Kentucky Derby. Hall of Fame jockey Angel Cordero in the irons for that one. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company on WCBM 680. We will be back again tomorrow to wrap things up, and then Sean Casey will return on Wednesday. Right now, I am joined by Pat Dyer. Pat Dyer running for Baltimore County Executive as a Republican, and we mentioned earlier, Pat, 40 years of Democrat, pretty much 40 years of Democrat rule, one-party rule in the county. And we were touching on business for a second there, and the permit process, one example. And it's funny, it's not just these commercial projects that have this issue with the permits. It's even smaller projects, even people's individual homes that they're trying to build a deck, things like that, or outrageous, really, how long it can take. And then, well, I want to make the point, though, to give you one more chance to add on here, is that you talked about your business background, how you studied this stuff in college, you've built the business, and the business climate. I know this because I've seen it. You have strong relationships with people who have very deep roots in Baltimore County and have built successful businesses right here in the county. And it's across all range of industry, which is why I think this would be crucial to have you in there. Because, and we know some of the same people, right? We know a lot of the same business people. And if you're in a position, Lake County Executive, where you can have a real impact on this, I know many of these men and women would love the opportunity to work together with you at a, you know, some type of business roundtable, whatever, to share ideas how we can make Baltimore County a better place to do business.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you're correct. Through the different charities I've been president of, I've gotten to know some of the most successful individuals, business owners in Baltimore County, and they all have great ideas to bring to the table in terms of making this a vibrant business community. As I mentioned, there's just different aspects of this community. I went down to the North Point Festival, and the smell from the Back River plant, I mean, it was just awful. And you can imagine what it does to all those businesses around that area. That needs to be fixed. So every little pocket as I go to visit has just wonderful ideas how to make this a thriving business community. Why? Because they are successful. They know how to do it. They know how to allocate resources. They know what They know what's good for our community in terms of, and they're vital because, like I said, they create jobs, and we need their expertise. So I will bring all those individuals together. You mentioned a roundtable, and to get their ideas. But there's a lot we can do within the county to attract and help individuals that really want to start a business. We have tax credits. There's so many tools that the county can utilize to help someone start a business. I would like to, you know, introduce entrepreneurship into the schools. I think we need to bring trades back into the schools. Not all these young kids are going to be going to college, and certainly they could be looking to start their own businesses even at young ages. So we need to turn over every rock, uncover every opportunity to make this county the best it can be to be in terms of business. We're an expensive state to do business in. We have to face those realities. So whatever we can do to streamline the process, and I mentioned the permitting, I mentioned the opportunities, I mentioned the help that the county can give to help businesses become successful, but we need that revenue. Some business owners, as you may know, they look to other states to move. In terms of the taxation, successful individuals, they're going to be, you know, they can vote with their feet. They can reside in Maryland 6 months, go to another state that doesn't have the owner's state taxes, and they take their ideas, and they take their tax revenue away from us. So we need to keep that all contained within Baltimore County, and I will be sitting down with businesses to develop the program that we can and use their expertise to create more businesses.
You hold that thought, Pat, because I have one more thought, I should say, that I really think hits home what you're trying to do and accomplish here as a candidate for Baltimore County Executive. But before we do anything else, let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
There's been a change on this wreck on 895 northbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway at Poteet Street. They went out of the left-hand lane. They're now in the right-hand lane. Still a single lane northbound. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. The backup on 895 is all the way back to the VW Parkway and also impacting the spur from I-97. So it's at least a 15-minute delay coming up to the accident scene. From earlier problems this morning, both the tunnels on the southbound side are still slowing, and there are big delays continuing there. And then 95 coming up through the city from the south side is just now starting to recover from a broken-down vehicle that was in the right tube northbound. Then we had an accident in the left tube northbound, and at one point we were backed up almost back to the Beltway. That is now beginning to clear, and we're making some progress there. Baltimore County still out with a wreck. Long Green Pike, Glen Arm Road, Rossville Boulevard at Ridge Road, and if you're in Adirondack County, the wreck westbound Route 100 on the approach to the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s, overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high around 80. Showers may return on Wednesday. That is the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I'm joined right now, Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, by the candidate right here, Pat Dyer, running for county executive, Republican candidate. And what you're bringing here, Pat, is something I want to highlight. You're bringing something to the table that government, well, really doesn't have enough of, and that is an outside perspective. Something that is a perspective focused on actual, you hit the nail on the head a couple minutes ago. You're viewing this from the lens of efficiency and accountability, and what is crucial here is it's not politics. It's not, you're not looking at the next election. You're not listening to these radical activist groups, which the Democrats on the opposite side, they're all running against each other, several of these councilmen and some others. And not that they're bad people, but I know that they take into consideration all of some of these fringe left-wing groups, League of Conservation Voters being one of them. Unfortunately, the massive influence of the teachers' unions, we could talk all day about how that's done very little to help with the actual education. And there are many of them. But again, I emphasize, you're bringing a fresh perspective. Your wife is an attorney. You've built a business in finance. You have plenty of financial freedom. You do not need this job. But what is crucial is that you're bringing an expertise and a background, and it's exactly what the county needs, because it's a manager, management expertise, and that's why I was excited to get you involved. And we have just a couple minutes left before we have to run, but I want you to have the last word here and how much that really means to be focused on what actually matters, and that's accountability and efficiency rather than just pure politics.
Sure. Baltimore County is a big business. And it's been run, as you just mentioned, for one party for 40 years. That's a long time, you know. I don't think that does anybody a service to have one party rule for that long. I think when you have that type of situation, I believe you don't have the courage to make the tough decisions. We, like you mentioned, we need fresh new leadership. We're forgetting about who's paying the bills in this county. It's the taxpayer. That's the one. That's who I'm accountable for. I'm not obligated to anyone other than the taxpayer. This is about public service to me. As you mentioned, I've been involved with charities my whole professional career. So my only obligation is to make the best decisions for the taxpayers. I'm no conflicts, no outside influences. I believe these are my tenants. I believe in safe streets. I'm going to support the police, a thriving business community, make Baltimore County business friendly, and of course, just the safety that I mentioned, and transparency in our school system. That's what you're going to get from me, no doubt about it.
Well, Pat, you're exactly the type of new leadership this county needs, and you just said it. You're beholden to the taxpayer. You're not beholden to any political radical groups or any political groups of any side, actually. And here you are. You're sacrificing your time, your energy. You're putting yourself out there for the ridicule and the criticism that comes with politics. And again, you're doing this all on behalf of the people, the citizens of Baltimore County, most importantly, the taxpayers. Not all citizens happen to be taxpayers, unfortunately, but you're doing it all for the right reasons. I think that that is crucial. I think that's what separates you from the pack on this issue. And I think ultimately that is why Baltimore County residents, is the more they learn about you, there continues to be momentum building. And I want you to just take a minute to give the last word here, and then and tell us a little bit where we can learn more about you and your candidacy.
Well, you can go to friendsofpatdyer.com. You can learn about me there. You could. We're having a fundraiser on May 14th. I could use any ideas, supports. We have bumper stickers. We have all types of. We got signs coming in, so we have all types of messages, so we can get the word out. I really appreciate talking like you did over the weekend, just talking on an individual basis about people that live in this county, so and what the issues they're facing. And there's so much knowledge to be gained from the residents of the county, and some people that really haven't had a voice in so long. So it's I look forward to meeting more people, and I look forward to doing this job. I believe I'm trained to do this job, so I appreciate all your support. Friendsofpatdyer.com, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat. Pleasure to have you today. It's an honor to have got you to join up on this team, and for you to make this sacrifice and to spend this time getting to talk to voters with you and learn more about the issues facing Baltimore County. So thank you. We'll be back in just a minute. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Kerr. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. It was great to have Pat Dyer on just now, Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive. I'll have more to say about him tomorrow. I know hopefully I'll have time here to get to my segment on Wes Moore. If I have to, running for re-election, I will get to that as well tomorrow if we do not have time. But for now, the feel-good story of the day.
I need some good.
All right, today's feel-good story of the day. I saw the video on Instagram. It was incredible, emotional. Cherie DeVoe, I think Gary may have covered this story, but it was too good not to read again, made history as the first female trainer to ever win the Kentucky Derby, a moment that carried far more meaning than just a victory on the track. Her horse, Golden Tempo, shocked the racing world as a 23-1 long shot, charging from behind in a thrilling come-from-behind finish that captured the emotion of the moment as she watched the track. DeVoe was overcome with emotion, reflecting years of hard work, perseverance, and breaking through barriers in a sport long dominated by men. Jockey Jose Ortiz also earned his first Derby win, adding to the sense of a breakthrough day filled with firsts and unforgettable milestones. DeVoe said she hopes her victory serves as an inspiration, showing that women belong at the highest level of the sport and that anything is possible with determination. That is the feel-good story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Row and Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Winter's officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's get an update with Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
All right, a lot of problems still around. First off, both the tunnels southbound, the lanes are open, but still very slow from earlier problems that went all the way back this morning, back to 5:30 this morning with the first wreck into the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. All of that is gone. Still some heavy traffic south. They're working on this wreck northbound on 895. Pull the ramp at Poteet Street. They're blocking the right lane. It's a single lane to the left. Delays are affecting the ramp from I-97 at 895 northbound. Not quite back to the BW Parkway now, but still a good 10, maybe 12-minute delay coming north on 895. Once you clear that, you'll be good to go. Leftover slowing on the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary there. Baltimore County still busy. Two injury accidents, Rossville Boulevard at Ridge Road, and one about a half an hour ago now from Long Green Pike at Glen Arm Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast today, mostly sunny, mild with high in the low 70s. Overnight temps in upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high around 80s. Showers may return on Wednesday. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So we are joined by none other than Kim Klasick of Kim Klasick Live. She is coming up 9 to noon. I have to say before I discuss with you, Kim, that I had a little bit of a prepared piece for Governor Wes Moore announcing his reelection, but we had Pat Dyer, and that I wanted to make sure that interview went on and really people get to hear Pat as the primary election comes up.
Of course.
So I'll have to, I'm sorry to the audience, I'm going to get to that tomorrow.
Oh, but really? Okay.
I want to know what you're going to cover
in
the next 3 hours.
The reelection bid.
So
well, then I'll have my take tomorrow. You have your take today. So you beat me to the punch. But I'm glad you're covering that issue.
No, sure. Well, I'll go really quickly.
Take your time because mine's going to take more than just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, of course, we're going to talk about that. I thought it was interesting because Governor Westmore did mention the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. I do have a little bit of sound from that. But also this morning, Delegate, there was an interview with Representative Andy Harris that I got to listen to. And apparently the federal funding for the bridge is not guaranteed as this price climbs. So now I'm sure it's going to be the next discussion is like whether or not only are we going to get this done in a reasonable time, but whether or not we can afford to get it done. That will be interesting to see. So we'll talk about that. Also, Spirit Airlines. Oh, what a disaster that was over the weekend. I felt so bad, you know, for all the people that were stranded in other places across the country that had to try to get back on either Delta or American Airlines. And I saw as they were booking their flights, they were doubled, sometimes tripled in price.
What a nightmare. Then I saw in the Twitter world how, what was it, Senator Elizabeth Warren and, Buttigieg, and they were talking, I guess, a couple years ago towards the end of the Biden administration, how they can't let some merger happen.
Right.
And because of their lack of foresight, here we are years later with a massive company like Spirit Airlines, just done.
Yeah. Tens of thousands of jobs now gone. So they can no longer complain about DOGE and the jobs that are cut from the federal government where they were doing nothing. They just thwarted, as you mentioned, the merger between JetBlue and Spirit. And now here is the outcome. Also, just as you mentioned, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, I do have the soundbite from 2023 when he was talking about how they never get involved in these things, but he felt it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, and it's funny because you mentioned the current transportation secretary. Basically, he was interviewed also. I know he was talking about some of the gas price issue, but you mentioned how Governor Moore is touting the Key Bridge, yet we've heard from the secretary under President Trump, and we know that the Key Bridge is so far further delayed and well over budget.
Yeah.
And you're highlighting that today as well.
Yep. But of course, there's reasons, I'm sure, why he chose Prince George's County and Baltimore City for the rerun. Right? So we have that. And then, of course, so much more locally. There was a knife fight, apparently, at the Towson Chipotle. We'll get into that. Some arrests over the weekend. An unfortunate car crash also in Phoenix, Maryland, where an 18-year-old lost his life.
I covered that. That's just tragic. 18-year-old, I believe the last name was Duval. And I represent that community in Phoenix. I think it happened in Coxsville. Either way, Phoenix, Coxsville, very close. They're basically our neighbors there, and it's just tragic, very sad, and our hearts go out to them, our prayers. It's really just, I was trying, I don't know, sometimes I have a little bit of a heavy foot, but I was just urging people to be careful out there when they're driving, especially young drivers.
Yeah, well, I have a heavy foot every day. We talk about it all the time. But you're right, especially young drivers, so hopefully we'll see the results of that investigation. But all that more coming up next.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Kim. That's Kim Klasick live from 9 to noon every weekday on WCBM 680. So tomorrow, as I mentioned, we'll kind of break down how I see Governor Moore's reelection bid. We'll also, we'll be right back at it again, covering a lot of local issues, including having with me tomorrow, I know Kevin Ford, who is running for the Maryland State Senate, will be joining me from District 42A. I know Jeff McDonald will be joining. I have an email in here. Touched on a point made earlier. I think this is email hits it. Pay attention to this one because we're losing what used to be the norm. Unfortunately, they did not leave their name, but it says, I remember social studies in junior high school. Part of the curriculum was civics, where we were taught societal behavior, from pedestrian crosswalks to returning shopping carts. These were the standards of citizenship. Most of us complied because our parents, usually too, taught us respect. Others complied because they were taught fear. Both were effective. Today, young people are taught neither. Parents and state local legislators will have to resume this type of teaching. Otherwise, we will have anarchy, chaos. And, thank you for attention to this matter, they said. So, again, they did not leave their name, but I appreciate that email, and they're spot on. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Case today. We're back again bright and early tomorrow. Tune in to Kim Klasick Live.
This is the right choice for Maryland.